News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Driven by powerful Santa Ana winds, wildfires rage across parts of Southern California. Several major fires among them forcing hundreds of thousands of homeowners to flee. California Governor Gavin Newsom says many buildings, and that includes people's homes, have already been reduced to charred rubble.
The fact that people were still not evacuated, still did not heed the warning, were just coming down the canyon, is a reminder of how serious this moment is and how important it is you listen to these evacuation orders.
Fires rage across the Los Angeles area, including in the Pacific Palisades and the Altadena-Pasadena area. Forecasters expect the fire conditions to worsen before they get better. And heading up the coast to Oregon,
updated versions of state-developed wildfire hazard maps establish rules for people living in the most fire-prone areas that also border wildlands. The provisions impact 6% of the state's roughly 1.9 million tax lots. New construction in those areas will need to have fire-resistant features.
Correspondent Keith Peters. Parts of the South in the deep freeze this morning, bitterly cold temperatures, and feel even colder thanks to brisk winds. Forecasters say it's a result of a polar vortex that occasionally does drop this far south. President-elect Trump will discuss his legislative priorities in a meeting today with Republican senators on Capitol Hill. Mr. Trump says he'd like to roll all of those priorities into what he calls one big, beautiful bill. Former President Carter's body lies in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda ahead of tomorrow's state funeral at Washington National Cathedral. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher. The Dow futures are up 132 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 83 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com.
Good morning. It's at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We've had a delay on the south side of the Beltway. The Curtis Creek drawbridge was up about 5:45, and it was up for about 10 minutes or so. The bridge is back down. So right there at the Beltway, we're moving, but all the traffic that was on the outer loop moving over towards Quarantine Road got caught, and now they have to come off the ramp there. So that backup is still there, and it also comes off the Beltway and then becomes a single lane for Quarantine Road and then into Fort Smallwood Road and through that area. At one point early this morning, about an hour ago, there was a big wreck on I-97 northbound at 178. You might still have a police car there, but the road is back open. But heads up if you're traveling north from Annapolis, and there may be a little black ice in and around the area this morning, so caution advised. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If it's going to be cold, at least we're sunny and dry, and we stay sunny and dry through Friday. Possibility, though, some snow Friday night and Saturday. 32 the high today, 32 tomorrow, 34 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 26 degrees. Aberdeen has 22. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's at 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. Baltimore area school systems are continuing to deal with snow and ice after this week's winter storm. Anne Arundel County Public Schools will be closed today. There will be a two-hour delay in Baltimore, Carroll, Harford, and Howard counties. Baltimore City Public Schools and offices will be open as scheduled today. Maryland's 2025 General Assembly session begins today at noon in Annapolis. Governor Wes Moore says the budget will be the first priority during the session that will end on April 7th. Baltimore police investigating an armed carjacking along the 1500 block of West Pratt Street. It happened around 3:15 Tuesday afternoon after two juveniles allegedly asked the driver to give them a ride. When he refused, the suspect displayed a gun and demanded the victim's truck. Victim was not injured. Incident was captured on home surveillance video. And the Harford County Sheriff's Office says four persons have been arrested after Sunday's deadly double shooting during a birthday party in Aberdeen. 18-year-old Kylone Taylor was found shot to death in the basement of a home on North Sewards Court. Another victim was injured. Deputies arrested 18-year-old Tygeer Cole and 17-year-old on murder, and two others are facing charges for illegal possession of weapons. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 014. Pick 4, 7037. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Castlethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, locker rooms were open in both Pittsburgh and Baltimore yesterday as the Ravens and Steelers prepare for their AFC wildcard match. And the theme of the day was win or go home. First to Pittsburgh, where defensive back Beanie Bishop was asked, how do you put a 4-game losing streak to end the season behind you?
We just know that we got to win the next game. This is one that matters. And obviously, if you don't win, you go home. You got to pack your stuff. And, you know, obviously, some guys won't be here next year.
Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Lamar Jackson took the mic, offering the same type of advice.
We know it's at state. You know, it's when to go home. Man, it's a team we're very familiar with. Great team at that. When you go home, you just locked in, dialed in.
As expected, Zay Flowers was a DNP yesterday for Baltimore. We'll have a complete injury report for both teams at 6:35. Add another team to the Todd Monken hunt. The Jags have reportedly asked the Ravens for permission to interview the Ravens offensive coordinator, as the Bears did the previous day. It is that time of the year in the NFL. And a sad note to report from the world of baseball, right-hand pitcher Brian Mattis, who toiled for the Orioles for 7 years, from 2009 through 2016, passed away yesterday. Mattis was a first-round pick in 2018, fourth overall, made 279 career appearances for the Orioles. The team released a statement, but no details were made available. Brian Mattis was 37 years old. Coming up at 6:35, Chasing the Super Bowl. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to the robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is, of course, Wednesday, January the 8th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Stay tuned. Coming up this hour, juvenile crime still a concern again as the Maryland General Assembly opens up today and shifty shift vows to oppose a President-elect Trump. But the top story here today is... It is that time once again when the good people of Maryland should be given notice that the commissars of the Maryland Politburo gather and scheme in Annapolis grad to plot how best to impose their version of progressive socialism on Marylanders. The proletariat or working class should prepare for what the bourgeoisie or ruling class are about to dictate from their supermajority in both houses. Mothers should gather up their children and retreat to the safety of their homes. Earners should place a firm grip on their wallets in order to try and protect from the theft of the fruit of their labor and the redistribution to those who offer none. Seasoned citizens who can relocate should do so now before you become imprisoned by the state and enslaved to the confiscatory tax scheme from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. The goal of the Maryland Politburo and its commissars is to advance Marxism. The formation of worldwide collectivist classless state where everyone accepts the principle of atheistic materialism, in other words, communism. A world where you will own nothing and be happy. This is our fight. And where the resistance begins today and for the next 90 days, we must fight for our freedoms, our faiths, and the safety of our families. Freedom lovers of Maryland, unite! The time has come to confront the tyranny of the majority.
I thought it was freedom lovers, you untie. So it's, I misread that the entire time. It's horrible.
Yes.
Yes. Sad.
Here we are, folks. Once again, another Maryland General Assembly.
Yeah.
The General Insane Asylum is opening up today.
So exciting for all of us.
The origin of that, and it's been adopted over the years, Harry Shriver, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
You knew Harry.
Sure.
Harry was once the GM here at WCBM, but when he was at WFBR, he's the one that launched Conference right. Call. When our former colleagues Tom Maher and others would appear on that panel. And every beginning of every opening session, he would cite something similar to that. I don't have the exact verbiage, mm-hmm. but from memory, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
So we're in trouble. Hard decisions, hard choices need to be made. And we'll get into what some of these hard choices are. We face a $2.7 billion budget deficit in the next fiscal year. By 2030, it could be $6 billion, all said and done, unless they take action now. And, of course, we'll get into what some of those actions are. I think what we're going to propose here, because we're always about solutions here on this program, is that I think we need an equivalent to DOGE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Department of Government Efficiency, which is not an official government agency, but I think we need the same thing for the state of Maryland. So we are going to ask state employees and others if you have any suggestions or recommendations on how we can save money, cut government, cut costs, so that the taxpayers of Maryland, the residents of Maryland, don't need to be fleeced yet again. So send them to us. We'll give you all the details on emails and so on and so forth in just a second. So
there's no reason to get fleeced in the state of Maryland when Chuck Whitaker will do it for you for free.
Yeah.
Actually. Or for barter. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Fleece Johnson.
And good morning to you, Bruce. Mr. Casey.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, fellow Americans. And those of you who are in the Gulf of America now, right off of Tampa Bay.
That's why they call it the Gulf of Mexico.
That'd be all right. Yeah, we like that. The early ride looks good now. It has improved from the Curtis Creek drawbridge, which was up at about 5:45 this morning. That traffic had backed up near Quarantine Road going on to the outer loop of the Beltway. Just look there again, and now that is back to normal. Eastern Shore had a wreck about 20 minutes ago. I think they're on the shoulder now. 301 southbound in Queenstown, right before you get to the merge there at Route 50. And going back and looking at the wreck that occurred about 4:30 this morning, I-97 at 178. I don't see any backups there right now, so it looks like the pace is good. If you're in the southeastern part of the city, city fire just pulling up now, an alarm in a building 400 block of Southeast Avenue. That's over on the southeast corner of the city. We'll keep you posted on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It's going to be a mostly sunny day today, but cold. Continued cold. High of 32. Overnight temperatures in the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and again 33 for the high. Snow possible starting Friday night into Saturday morning. I know that's just what you want to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
After shoveling my driveway yesterday, yeah, about 8 inches in Reisterstown.
Wow, we're less.
Yeah. What's that?
We had less.
Yeah.
Well, I'm only a couple miles from you.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go out and measure with a ruler?
Well, no, but it was wasn't 8 inches.
It was a visual guesstimate then.
A visual guesstimate. Probably maybe three.
So the guy didn't see Unite and Untie now can precisely predict the number of snow accumulation.
I saw where it was on my car tire. So it was not 8 inches up on the car tire.
Yeah, but it could blow. The wind can blow that snow away from it.
I see.
I do it on the back of my deck.
Oh, I see. That's even more scientific.
Yeah, it is. And I do measure it with a ruler.
Oh, I see.
And sometimes a yardstick when the blizzards come through.
Oh, yeah, yardstick.
Anyway, it's 20 right now, Columbia 22 in Annapolis. Neither one of us are very scientific when it comes to meteorological events, folks. Two prisoners on federal death row do not want Joe Biden to commute their death sentence to life in prison and have sued to stop it. How about that? They're literally dying to get out of prison. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have finalized their divorce.
So again?
Yeah, just in time to get back together again.
Yes.
That seems to be the pattern, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Former President Trump said he will rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. How about the Gulf of Mexico, as we had just suggested?
Yeah, Gulf is good.
Yeah, might as well. It's Mark Zuckerberg announced.
They already have a couple windmills there, so that's great.
Right. Mark Zuckerberg announced that Meta, or Facebook, will end fact-checking on Facebook and Instagram. I don't know about you. I'm shocked. I didn't know there were actual facts on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, a few. Yeah. And all the stuff that's actually true, they put a warning on.
I thought it was just really good for all those Three Stooges and Sanford and Sons reels. And
oh, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that's worth it.
Oh, man.
It. Yeah.
Classic.
It is.
Maxine Waters and Trump.
Yes.
Fred and Esther.
Oh my God. Yeah, wow.
I was dying on that one. New study out delves in a medical condition called video conferencing dysmorphia. So, and what this is, the more time people spend analyzing their faces during video Zoom calls and so on and so forth, the more they seem to want plastic surgery. So this is the new phenomenon now. The plastic surgeons are saying more people are coming in now asking to have procedures done because of the FaceTime and Zoom calls and video conferencing and so on and so forth. I got a much cheaper option for you. Turn the camera off.
Or get a mask.
Yeah. Thanks to the bird flu, other factors, the price of dozen eggs in California is almost $9. Used to be the Golden Globes was a glitzy award show in Beverly Hills. Now it's two eggs over easy.
Yeah.
Because that's all I expect. $9 for two eggs in a restaurant in California. By the way, a little bit later on, Gallup has got the worst modern-day presidents list out. And we'll get your thoughts on that and share that with you. But worst traffic in the world, as they've got a list out now. Istanbul is the absolute worst.
Really?
Here in number two in the world, and number one in the United States is New York.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago is number three.
Yeah.
Houston.
Houston's right up there. And
L.A.
I'd say some places like in India.
Well, yeah, there are some others.
Yeah.
Mexico has got really bad
Mexico
traffic.
City, yeah.
Yeah, but in here in the U.S., it's pretty much the usual suspects. Miami, Philadelphia. You have to go way to number 22 for Washington. And number 62 for Baltimore.
Wow. What about Hampstead? Is that on there?
Hampstead is no traffic problems.
No traffic at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless, of course, a horse and buggy breaks down on Route 30 on its
quick update, if you don't mind.
Yes, go right ahead.
We're going to get these probably all morning long. There's a report now. It's pretty icy on Route 32, down the hill from Route 99 towards I-70. So that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Do you see the fires in California, in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
This is just the Santa Ana winds. I used to live out in California, in Southern California, back in the mid to late 70s. And the Santa Ana winds are a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do about it. It's just you have to be prepared for it. Some of these winds can gust 80 to 100 miles per hour.
That's what they said.
Okay. So that's what's driving this. But the problem is out in about Palisades is completely, that is 0% contained right now. Now it's threatening Malibu. The Palisades Theater has been wiped out. The Getty Museum has been wiped out. Folks, James Woods, the actor, he posted a video of what was happening on his, the flames licking the back of his home. And he got out of there real fast. Peachy Keenan, who I follow on X, who's been a guest here on the show before, she had to evacuate her family from Palisades last night. So, but here's the problem. Three things. One, the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, is in Ghana, and there are the reservoirs did not fill up the fire hydrants.
Yeah.
They have no water. They have no water.
That's not good.
Number two, they did very little, almost none, forest management. So they got a lot of that brush up there, which is kindling for this stuff. And once it starts and sparks, then all you need is a little bit of a fire, and you get the Santa Ana winds, boom, and it jumps very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And then number three, Joe Biden is in town, and so they've grounded most of the air traffic. So the tankers, the water tankers, are having trouble getting clearance to get out and put these fires out. Because I don't know what he's doing in Los Angeles, but...
He doesn't know either.
He doesn't know either.
So there you have it.
Vacationing, I would suspect.
Yeah. Well, not much of a vacation there, of course. And also, by the way, Gavin Newsom has yet to call out the National Guard to help in the evacuation.
Yeah.
So they got
Ray Nagin.
He got it paid for. It's already paid for, of course, according to Newsom. Biden texted him, said, don't worry about it, we'll pay for everything. But the National Guard still hasn't been called out. That guy is an idiot. Extraordinaire.
I think that comes from inhaling too much hairspray.
Yeah, I think.
But he looks good.
And smoke.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple, 6:21. I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements and, of course, their new survey, the health survey that you can now take at Rescue, res-q.life. It takes about 5 minutes, and if you made that New Year's health resolution, it is a wonderful way for you to kind of, you know, set your goals and keep track of your goals and also what Rescue supplement is good for you to help obtain your goal, whether it be, you know, be more heart healthy, reduce cholesterol, falling asleep, staying asleep, weight loss, helping to regulate your blood pressure, men's or women's vitamins, whatever the case may be. We have over 50 different natural supplements that can help you. These are nutraceuticals with no side effects. Do not need a prescription. And look, I've been taking it for well over 15 years now to help manage my cholesterol, and it has been working. My my numbers are down over about 45% over the course of those 15 years, my doctor says, keep doing what you're doing. So take the survey today, res-q.life. That's res-q.life.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
BW Parkway looks good right now. The roadway conditions are okay. Don't see any problems. Arundel Mills down to Route 32. And then coming up towards Powder Mill Road from the Capitol Beltway. Bay Bridge area is clear. Again, earlier this morning, about 4:30, there was a big wreck on I-97 near the bridge at 178. It looks like to me the pace is still good through the area now, both north and southbound. So possibly everybody now has pretty much left the scene. Just a couple of minutes ago, report there is some ice. There's going to be some black ice this morning. A little melting yesterday, refreezing overnight. But the early report says a little tricky there on Route 32 as you're traveling down the hill from Route 99 towards the interchange at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says mostly sunny today. High about 32. That's all we get. Back down to the teens for a low tonight. Right now, partly cloudy, 21 in Forest Hill, 22 in Pasadena. We are talking budget deficit as the Maryland General Insane Asylum opens up today. The Howard County Delegate Guy Gazzoni. It seems here as if they're kind of sort of hinting that our taxes might be going up in the near future.
To know exactly what they're going to prepare for. What do you say to Marylanders who are concerned that their taxes might go up at the end of this session?
So I can't tell them exactly what's going to happen at this point. That's not the way we work. That's not the way the process works. It's going to be 90 days of very thoughtful, hard work to figure out what's best for the state.
Yeah, then we're going to raise your taxes.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, yeah. That's Politico speak. It's Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45. Bill Ferguson, Senate President, he doesn't seem to be ruling out any tax increases either.
You know, no one wants to just raise taxes willy-nilly. It's in fact, if there's any way for us to move forward without having to look at revenues, that would be ideal. But I think when you say to Marylanders, the cost is taking away dental coverage for seniors, or it's kicking 100,000 people off of Medicaid who won't have coverage, and costs for Marylanders go up through their private insurance policies. We have to communicate why these revenues are necessary and are a net benefit for the state. It's the last option on the table, but it's important that we protect our values and invest in our people. If we can't get there, we'll look at revenues, but we're going to do, if we have to, it'll only be in a way that is not increasing prices for Maryland families. And we'll really maybe be asking our wealthiest Marylanders to help contribute more to help.
So they'll leave.
Yeah.
So they will leave.
Yeah, the wealthy people will leave. The folks who can, the retire will leave. It'll be the rest of us here that are stuck in the state of Maryland within this progressive hellhole. We'll have to deal with this. But again, sounds like he's a yes on raising taxes. Let's hear what Governor Moore has to say about it.
Maryland's budget is really got to be the thing that we've got to focus on. We've got to get spending under control. We've got to increase efficiencies in the way that we're doing our work. And we cannot grow an economy on the backs of working families.
Yeah, well, no one believes he's going to get spending under control, especially after, well, he did say there was a pause with the blueprint for the future, but what about the red line? How about you can that? No one's going to use that darn thing anyway. And this eliminating of, with the climate change bill and the elimination of fossil fuels and the war on the internal combustion engine, yeah, that ought to go too. Republican Kathy Zuniga, who's in the minority over in the House, she is demanding a budget cut.
I think the governor really has to take control, prove his leadership, and ask every single department to come in with at least 2% of reductions to their budget.
Well, the latest Gonzalez poll said 75% of Marylanders don't want their taxes to increase at all. That includes income tax, sales tax, property tax. Already the state is hammering people on property tax increases with increases up to 35%. Folks, I got to tell you, these people are addicted. Until they go into a 12-step program for their addiction, they're going to continue to grow government. And in order to pay for it, we are the ones who are going to do it on the backs of.
Yeah, and the idea that, it's the very last thing we look at, revenues is the very last thing we look at. I've not seen any evidence of that in previous years. I think it's one of the very first things they look at because they don't want to cut any program because the programs they favor, they think get them votes. So as long as that's the dynamic, and until people are going to say, if you raise my taxes, that's going to cost you votes, then we're going to send look, the 75% say don't do this, but again, this guy Moore, he was elected overwhelmingly to be governor. So go figure. If we actually don't want our taxes to be raised, you've got to begin to hire people to run the government who are fiscally conservative.
Well, there were a lot of people who got caught up in the first black governor of the state of Maryland, blah, blah, blah. Let's face it, we also had a lot of Republican incompetence led by Lockdown Larry and his poisoning of the well for Dan Cox and of course, the internecine war.
Yep.
So, with Republicans have all the leadership of a caboose, this is what what happens. So we'll see. We'll get some of your thoughts as to where can we cut state agencies, state government. How about getting rid of that the road to nowhere? They're spending $85 to $100 million to try to transform that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Right now, but if you are looking at, speaking of money issues and cash flow and being able to run your household, maybe you retired and maybe you kind of miscalculated, maybe you don't have enough money for retirement, or it's a struggle, and let's face it, after COVID, after all these other Biden inflationary pressures, that could be the case. A reverse mortgage is something you should consider if you're 62 years of age or older. My good buddy Mark McVeary is the guy you want to call. 410-788-7070. Call Mark today. He'll come out, sit down with you and your spouse and your family, answer all your questions about the reverse mortgage. It is, again, it is the only loan you'll ever take out where you decide when you want to pay it back. Call Mark today. Tell him I told you to call. 410-788-7070 for more information on your reverse mortgage today. 6:30, time for news headlines, and once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Boulder area school systems continue to deal with snow and ice after this week's winter storm. Anne Arundel County Public Schools will be closed today. Pretty much everybody else is on a two-hour delay. Baltimore, Carroll, Hartford, and Howard counties all on a two-hour delay. Baltimore City and offices will be open as usual today. Maryland's 2025 General Assembly session begins today at noon in Annapolis. Governor Wes Moore says the budget will be the first priority during the session that will end on April 7th. Baltimore police are investigating an armed carjacking along the 1500 block of West Pratt Street. Happened around 3:15 Tuesday afternoon after two juveniles allegedly asked the driver to give them a ride. When he refused, one suspect displayed a gun and demanded the victim's truck. The victim was not injured. The incident was captured on home surveillance video. And the Hartford County Sheriff's Office says four people have now been arrested after Sunday's deadly double shooting during a birthday party in Aberdeen. 18-year-old Kylone Taylor was found shot to death in the basement of a home on North Seward's Court. Another victim was injured. Deputies have arrested 18-year-old Tygeer Cole. That's T-Y-J-E-I-R, Cole. I guess it's Tygeer. And a 17-year-old as well on murder charges. Two others are facing charges for illegal possession of ammunition. Cole and the juvenile are being held without bail. And they really increased security and a large police presence for the Ravens' home playoff game on Saturday night. Security was tight for the team's regular season finale at M&T. Now you have Bourbon Street truck attacks on in New Orleans, of course, to consider. And according to the Baltimore Banner, Maryland Stadium Authority Vice President for Public Safety and Security, Vern Conaway, says that as of last Saturday's game, fans will notice an increase in police presence and other security measures. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Stake of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Pick 3 lottery, 014014, pick 47037. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop, a little busy right here crossing Liberty Road. I think I see a couple of vehicles stopped on the right shoulder just at the ramp at Liberty Road. So not sure if it's broken down there or what, but the west side a little sluggish now right through there and going down towards I-70. The rest of the beltway looks good. Both the tunnels are doing fine this morning. JFX clear. The roadway looks good from Ruxton Road south into downtown. There are some areas of black ice, and one in particular that was reported was on Route 32, that area between River Road and Route 99 and I-70. So watch it there in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If it's going to be cold, at least we're sunny and dry, and we stay sunny and dry through Friday. Possibility, though, some snow Friday night and Saturday. 32 the high today, 32 tomorrow, 34 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, home field advantage in the playoffs hasn't necessarily been that for the Ravens. The team is 4-5 all time at home in the postseason, including last year's AFC Championship game loss to the Chiefs. But Ravens players believe it'll be a difference maker on Saturday night against the Steelers. Here's some advice for the fans from a couple of Ravens. First, defensive lineman Justin Matabike.
This is the first time we're hosting Pittsburgh in Baltimore in the playoff game, so, you know, it's going to be high energy. Everybody needs to come out and bring whatever you got to bring to be rowdy as possible, because energy is going to be electric, and we're going to feed off that, and we're going to play, you know, to that standard that we can and we know we can. So,
and later it was the King at the mic offering his take on the situation.
You know, bring your coats, your blankets, your hot chocolate, your coffee, whatever you need to be loud. And we will need it loud in that stadium. We will need that energy. We need the fans intense for sure on Saturday.
Yeah. Should be wild on Saturday night. Ravens Steelers injury update as expected. Zay Flowers was a DNP yesterday for Baltimore, listed as day-to-day with the knee. Ravens Pro Bowl receiver has not missed a game due to injury during his two-year career. Back at practice yesterday, good news, running back Justice Hill, left guard Patrick McCary. Several key Steelers defenders that were missing from the Ravens win over Pittsburgh 3 weeks ago have all returned. Safety Deshaun Elliott, the former Raven, defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi, and defensive back Dante Jackson. Cameron Hayward was a DNP with an illness. Elsewhere in the NFL, while the Jags were asking permission of the Ravens to interview offensive coordinator Todd Monken, another one bites the dust in Las Vegas. Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce has been let go after a 4-13 season. Apparently, Raiders minority partner Tom Brady will help select the team's next head coach. On the hardwood last night, Rockets defeated a shorthanded Wizards squad 135-112 in D.C. Jordan Poole missed the game. Baltimore's Bub Carrington out of St. Francis Academy with 12 points in 34 minutes. But the big NBA news was in Utah last night.
Collier. It's deflected by Daniels. Sexton for the tie. Oh! Hawks don't have a timeout. Trey from midcourt to win it. Oh! Yes!
Trae Young gathers himself and says, "Good night, Utah. We are out of here. Thanks for coming out. God bless."
Woo!
Man, what a game.
It's deflected by
What a game, and who doesn't love a good buzzer beater? Trae Young, that one courtesy of Hawks Radio. A 49-footer, the Hawks beat the Jazz 124-121. And finally, the baseball world saddened by the death of right-hand pitcher and much-beloved Oriole Brian Mattis, who toiled for the Birds for 7 years from 2009-2016. Mattis was a first-round pick in 2018, fourth overall, 279 career appearances, very visible in the community and willing to participate at all times. The team released a statement, but no details were made available. Brian Mattis passes away at the age of 37. Time now is 6:37 when we return, another business for Elon Musk.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
I mean, does this guy ever sleep, I think, is the question. What more can Elon Musk possibly do? Tesla, SpaceX, Doge, political ally, friend, right? Exactly. Well, now, apparently, according to Fox News, Elon Musk is going to attempt to buy the European soccer club Liverpool.
One of the, no kidding.
Yeah, one of the big ones. 19 league titles, 8 FA Cups, a record 10 League Cups, community, etc. So, yeah, so Elon Musk, can you imagine if Elon Musk does take control of Liverpool, how much money, because there's no salary cap, there's no nothing over there, how much money could he possibly invest in that team to bring the world's greatest players over there?
Yeah, it's got to be shaking them up in the European Soccer League. Yeah.
Well, Liverpool apparently is saying there's no truth to the rumors, but when something like that gets out, there's usually something
there's
behind it.
There's also a rumor that he is interested in buying MSDNC.
Yes.
Yes, I did see that.
So I would love that. Yeah.
What in the world would happen there?
That would be great. Maybe we see some football matches on MSDNC, because it was certainly more entertaining than Joy Reid, that's for sure.
All right. Seriously. You mean Joyless
Reid. Joyless.
Okay,
yeah,
that's right. Okay, that's
thanks,
right.
Gary. Appreciate that. Yep. 6:39. Let's get to a phone call here this morning. Kurt in Edgewater.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning, guys. I just want to let you know, since the end of last year, my gasoline's gone up 40 cents per gallon.
Yeah. Gas is on the rise again. And I'm not sure why. I mean, maybe it's the threat of ongoing war in the Middle East. That could be part of it. Could be because, you know, during the winter, the demand isn't as great as the summer and spring. So it certainly can't be the demand. I'm not sure about the refining capacity. So we'll look it up, see if we can find the reason why gas has risen 30 to 40 cents a gallon here in the last month or so.
Yeah. I've only noticed it in Maryland. So I got a feeling it's something to do with the insane asylum.
Well, you know, they were just starting the session today, so I know we like to blame them for a lot of things, but we'll see if we can get the answer to that. Kurt, thanks so much for the call and for the question.
6:41 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Well, we begin a new era, the Trump era, officially in less than 2 weeks. Adam Schiff, who lied his way through the first Trump administration back in 2016, has decided, yes, he's perfectly willing to lie his way through this one, too.
A lot will depend on how he chooses to govern. If he violates the law, if he violates the Constitution, if he abuses his office, we will vigorously push back, fight back, stand up to him, as we had to do during his first term in office.
We will vigorously stand up to him, as we had to do. Exactly. How did you do that? You did it with lies.
Here is the guy who does not have respect for the rule of law. Adam Schiff would go on TV and would spread all of this Russia collusion hoax for years. So for him to all of a sudden be concerned about the rule of law and how people use their position is pretty rich.
Yeah. More than pretty rich, it's ludicrous, because I think he, if given his choice, he'd bring back Russia, Russia, Russia. Don't forget, he said he had the documents to prove stuff, right? And when asked, I don't know, did maybe the cat ate them? I have no idea whatever happened to those documents that he swore that he had, which, of course, was a lie. That was Marsha Blackburn, by the way, who was speaking. She says that the American people, as of this past November, they considered J6, they considered the previous administration, and they spoke, and they said, we want Donald Trump.
The American people have spoken out. They are tired of two tiers of justice. They are tired of the federal government being weaponized against people, and they are sick and tired. They've had enough of actions from people like Adam Schiff.
Yeah. And I think that there's a large portion of the population who are tired. But then I go and I watch CNN or MSNBC for a couple of minutes. Those people live in a very different reality than the reality in which we live.
Yeah, and those, including the people in California that elected him as their senator when he was a former representative, who, you're right, he never delivered a single piece of evidence of collusion and was embarrassed and disgraced over that. Of course, then on the J6 committee, he also was, doing nasty stuff, illegal stuff with altering texts and so on and so forth. So, and then I just checked the committee assignments. He's not on the Intel Committee in the Senate now, but he is on the Judiciary. How do you put somebody on the Judiciary Committee that has, with his background, he couldn't get a security clearance in government if he tried?
No, he could not. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels southbound are clear. There is what appears to be a police car stop on the northbound side coming out of the right tunnel. So you'll see that. You may have to just move over from the right lane exiting the tunnel northbound. Not sure what that is.
is, a broken down vehicle or whatever, but it's not a big impact right now. You'll see it in plenty of time to move over to the left. The west side outer loop is filled in, not quite back to 795, but it's slowing through Liberty Road down through I-70, crossing Route 40, so it looks like just almost a normal delay once again over on the west side. We're still getting some reports there will be some black ice in the area. Case in point, it's a little bit slow. Sections of Route 32 between River Road, Route 99, and the bridge at I-70. It's a little hilly right in that area, especially if you're coming south. So heads up for that. Salt trucks are being dispatched now into that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast for this Wednesday, hump day, sunshine, and 32. Pretty much the same for your Thursday. We see Friday, maybe some snow Friday night into Saturday morning. Right now, partly cloudy, 21 in Glen Burnie. It is 21 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name, Butterball Johnson.
Hey, I had Captain Crunch for breakfast. The roof of my mouth is in shreds.
Yeah, boy, it tasted good, huh?
That's because he gummed them. Didn't actually chew
That's
them.
Not good.
McDonald's biggest menu shakeup in years is rolling out. Includes a McValue menu and more app exclusive offers. Here's their current ad featuring wrestler John Cena.
With McValue, you can always find deals on McDonald's menu, even the breakfast menu. So how about we all take a moment to find deals on life's menu? Life's most valuable lesson: that if one believes enough, one can become invisible. Honestly, I wish it would stop. It's gone too far. People can't see me.
Right.
For real. You're going to watch this. You know? You're going to be like, oh, it's Hash Brown just talking to me, right? Yeah, I get it. It's funny. I get it. But I've been invisible for 20 years now, and I'm invisible.
Yeah. Oh, apparently he anchors his channel, too.
Yeah. But you notice how it used to be the old dollar menu?
Yeah.
Of course, you can't get anything for a dollar anymore. Now it's like $2. And of course, at the dollar store, you can't buy anything for a dollar anymore. It's like now it's like almost $5 at the dollar store. In any event, the last year was what? The year of the fried chicken sandwich.
Yep. Right.
Okay. It was the year of the pickle. And it was the year of spicy foods. And it looks to me as if the spicy foods continues here in the first part of 2025. Ragu has announced the series of Hot Ones spaghetti sauce, including fiery garlic, chipotle blaze, and Chili Inferno, which is the hottest of the three spaghetti sauces now made by Ragu.
Okay.
So if you like a little...
Which one will you be trying?
I'll try the Chili Inferno.
Oh. The other two are probably is too mild for you.
To me, when I go out, I love to get the shrimp fra diavolo at Italian restaurants. You know, I like the spicy, zesty spaghetti sauce.
That's what you like about Chuck, too, apparently,
He is spicy and zesty.
And zesty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not a shrimp, that's for sure. Yeah.
So many people said, look at him, isn't he zesty? Yeah. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pringles.
They say, Bruce.
Pringles has got also the new hot fried chicken flavored Pringles. And they're not potato chips, folks. They're crisps, which is the British word
for
potato chips. But you can't call them potato chips because they're not actually potato chips.
Lovely.
So Popeyes is adding the new Louisiana garlic flavor to its wings lineup. So just in time for the Super Bowl, because it's the biggest wing-consuming day in all of history.
Yes, I guess that's right.
Yes, it is. You know, so really good stuff. You know, a little secret, Purdue makes a nice little frozen wings, and then if you have an air fryer, and you put those in the air fryer, I'm telling you, it's really good.
Yeah?
Put them in the air fryer, and you can put whatever sauce you want, whether it's ranch or blue cheese or Old Bay or whatever you like. Mm-hmm. Little hot sauce. Good stuff.
How many coupons are coming to your house today because you said that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just really better log that one, you know.
Well, here's the deal, because everything kind of wanders through Chuck to begin with. So whatever coupons go to Chuck first, and then if he decides to give me a few, then...
Well, he refers to you as a big guy, so it's 10% for the big guy.
I call him Play Money myself. Yeah. You want several coupons? Let's see. Face value is, what, $15? I'll take $3, $4.
Exactly. Yeah. There's always a cut, folks.
I'll take one of those ones, not the white ones, the gray ones, the gray coupons.
Very nice, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Okay, I can be quiet.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive. Coming up at the right after the break here, we're going to talk about juvie crime is now once again a focus down in the Maryland General Assembly. But Shifty Schiff, he's back, and he's still causing problems.
He is indeed. Schiff says that he is perfectly comfortable to go into whatever he has to face next in order to make sure that his way is the best way to go. Natalie Jean Beisner, former Democrat, she now is the spokesperson for the walkaway movement. And she says that, you know, no matter what Schiff does, no matter what the effort by the Democrats are to make January 6th the centerpiece for the conversation, political conversation for the next 4 years, we've been there, done that, and got the coupons.
Not only is it offensive and just factually inaccurate, but it also just feels like screaming into the void at this point.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, January 6th, January 6th. We say, yeah, we're aware of January 6th. We know what happened. We know even how biased the reports were on January 6th. And new information keeps coming out that weakens the Democrat case further and further. But Beisner says, look, we saw and we have rejected the Dem narrative on J6.
The American people saw what happened on January 6th. In fact, we saw like a trumped-up version of it, a fear-mongering version of it. We didn't see the actual truth. We saw one side of it. And we still elected Donald Trump. So what is the point of making... We don't agree, obviously, as the American people. We elected Donald Trump. He won the popular vote. He won the presidency. So we saw it, and we rejected the narrative. So stop with all the crazy comparisons that are offensive.
Yeah, and as you're talking about stuff like the Sonny Huston comment that it's just, it was one of the worst days in American history, like the Holocaust or was the Civil War or slavery or something. I mean, the comparisons are just way, way over the top. Now, if she'd said that it was as bad as the labor riots in the 1930s and 40s, yeah, she may have had a case.
Yeah, Sonny ought to take a lesson and keep her mouth shut, because sometimes when she opens it, other people get in trouble. Oh, yeah. Like her surgeon husband.
Yeah.
Who's now being investigated for violations of RICO.
Yeah, we have that story coming up later in the show.
Stay tuned. It's a good one. 6:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I want to tell you about Vinny Steele. And, of course, your home sold guaranteed realty company. And the fact is, Vinny does this because he's got a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now today. So here's what you do. It's a very simple process. You call Vinny, and either Vinny or one of his agents will come out, meet with you, look at your home, discuss, you know, price, time frame, staging, etc. And once you agree on the price and the time frame in which you want to sell your home, and you sign a contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. It is that simple. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny will buy it from you, and he pays you in cash. And he can do that because he's confident his programs and his database are going to deliver, and boy, do they ever. So call Vinny today. It's the only phone call you'll ever have to make when it comes to selling your home. 410-709-7515. It's 410-709-7515.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM 6:52 on Wednesday morning. As we go through, hey, it's winter, folks, and we're aware of exactly how cold it is. If you're just getting up this morning, be aware that if you have kids, once again, schools are different today than they had been. Most area schools are dealing with a two-hour delay as the Baltimore area school systems continue to deal with snow and ice. And Anne Arundel County Public Schools closed. Pretty much everybody else on the two-hour delay. That includes Baltimore, Carroll, Hartford, Howard Counties, Baltimore City Public Schools. They'll be open and running as normal today. Some guy who never runs on normal. It's a Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on the Beltway. We've been watching this delay on the outer loop coming down from Liberty Road. And apparently now, right around the bridge at Security Boulevard and the ramp area in I-70, there's a broken down vehicle in the right center lane. So far, nobody's behind it except for a big tractor trailer. So one lane to the right, two lanes to the left. The backup now on the Beltway is going to stretch back, and it's going to, probably going to end up all the way back at 795. So right there at I-70, if you're going straight towards Route 40, you're better off to the left side of the roadway. We've been talking about this wreck from overnight. Tractor trailer was involved, I-97, so be prepared for delay if you're coming south of Route 32, and some slowing if you're coming northbound from 50 on I-97. The wreck was near the bridge at 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, sunshine and cold. 32 for the high today, 19 for the low tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, 33. Snow possible Friday night into Saturday morning. Right now, partly cloudy, 21 in Bel Air, 21 in Arnold. And as the Maryland General Insane Asylum opens up today, besides the budget issue, once again, juvenile crime continues to rear its ugly head. And a couple of stories, I think, that grabbed my attention this morning, Bruce. A 17 and 18-year-old charged with murder, while two other 18-year-olds face lesser charges following a shooting in Aberdeen that killed one 18-year-old and injured another. As you've been reporting in the news, Tyjer Cole was, as well as an unnamed, we should name the 17. Yeah. That should be number one. Because, well, you know, once they get beyond the age of reason, which is what, seven, once they get beyond the age of reason, I think if they're going out committing murders, then they should be named.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying they need to go.
If you're a 10-year-old child, you pick up daddy's gun because he's stupid and left it out and not in a gun safe, and you accidentally kill your 8-year-old younger brother, no, I think you can avoid naming those individuals. However, you're 17, you're a gangbanger, you're out there, you have a weapon, you have ammunition on you, I'm sorry. It's time to be a grown-up and time to act like a grown-up and pay the price
right
when you do bad grown-up things.
Well, Sheriff Jeff Giller, Harford County, saying it is going to be a focus again this year before the General Insane Asylum.
I think it's the young offenders seeing that the legislature has made it easier for them to escape repercussion or accountability.
Yeah.
There's and here's the point for Sheriff Gaylor. When there is no accountability, when there's no consequence, when there's no punishment, then they know. And this is just an amazing story he tells about what one of his deputies ran into regarding one of these juveniles.
There has to be repercussions for criminal activity, and I don't believe that the current juvenile system of kids' gloves is what we need.
No.
Yeah. And he tells a story about how one of his deputies was booking a juvenile, and the juvenile tells him, hey, can you hurry it up? Because, I need to get out and steal my next car. That's how brazen and blatant this is. And state's attorneys, from Scott Schellenberger, from Baltimore County, Howard County, Montgomery County, they are besides themselves with how these juveniles are getting a pass.
No ACE attorney out of the 24 of us that is not deeply concerned with the state of juvenile crime.
They just make recommendations. There's really no teeth to them. There's no sanctions. There's no accountability.
Yeah, none.
No accountability.
None whatsoever. And the attitude is very, very brazen. And then there's this new policy where, if you commit a violent crime as a juvenile, then they're going to put an ankle monitor on you.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, guess what? I mean, look, they might help catch a juvenile criminal thug, but it doesn't prevent the crime. Detectives in Baltimore City used the ankle monitor of a parolee to determine that he was the prime suspect in a deadly shooting in East Baltimore last month. D'Angelo West fatally shot on East Preston Street. Charging documents show that Maurice Prilo was a suspected shooter, and the reason why they were able to charge Prilo is that they had video and data from his ankle monitor that he was wearing. So, again, that just shows, I mean, it's not even a GPS thing. It's not one of these things where you leave the house when you're not supposed to. Then they can nail you. They know where you are.
It's criminal, but mostly stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I am wearing an ankle monitor. I think I'll go out and commit a crime.
Yeah,
really?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So that is more coming up on that in the 8 o'clock hour. You'll hear this brazen attitude of some of these juveniles, as told by Sheriff Giller. And Jill Carter's nowhere to be found. She left the legislature now. Rescue is basically wanting to help shore up your New Year's health resolutions with the brand new health survey. You can participate. Take your Rescue Natural Supplements health survey at res-q.life. That's res-q.life. I took it. I was, you know, again, pleasantly surprised. It didn't take that long, about 5 minutes. But it does kind of enforce, because sometimes you need a coach, you need a buddy to help you out with, you know, reminding you of that New Year's resolution. So you just take the survey and helps you identify what goals you have, what are your health goals for 2025, and how you can best maintain those goals or achieve those goals, number one, and then maintain them throughout the rest of the year. So at res-q.life, fill out the health survey, and they'll make some recommendations as to which Rescue Natural supplements would be best for you to try. Again, that's res-q.life, and go there and fill it out today.
Yeah, by the way, my wife can't remind everybody about their health goals. She's very busy with me. Otherwise, I'm quite sure she'd volunteer to help you with your health goals as well. It's 7 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wildfires rage in the Los Angeles area, chasing hundreds of thousands of people from their homes, leaving many houses and other buildings in ruins.
One fire swiftly consumed a large part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, sending residents fleeing down the clogged Pacific Coast Highway. Resident actor Steve Guttenberg was urging people who abandoned their cars to leave their keys behind so that they could be moved. And President Biden had to cancel a planned event in Riverside County due to the wildfire threat.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says a massive fire also burns in the Altadena-Pasadena area, and there's no end in sight. In parts of the Deep South, extreme cold is the issue this morning. The mercury has plunged thanks to a polar vortex that has invaded from way up north. The incoming special envoy to the Mideast harbors high hopes for a hostage deal with Hamas soon.
Steve Witkoff has been involved in negotiations aimed at freeing Israelis and Americans who were kidnapped from Israel and are held by Hamas in Gaza.
We've had some really great progress, and I'm really hopeful that by the inaugural, we'll have some good things to announce on behalf of the president.
President-elect Trump warns of dire consequences if Hamas does not release the hostages by his inauguration. Greg Clegston, Washington.
The Republican-authored Laken Riley Act has cleared the House, giving law enforcement more authority to detain illegal aliens accused of crimes. Every Republican and 48 Democrats voted yes. 159 Dems said no. President-elect Trump again stressing the importance of Greenland and the Panama Canal to U.S. national security. And Mr. Trump suggests renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, exclaiming, "What a beautiful name." On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 1 point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Drivers to switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
7:03 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing.
Chuck Whitaker.
Delays on the Beltway coming down from 795. There's a broken down vehicle in the right center lane, outer loop right at the bridge at I-70 and Security Boulevard. And again, nobody there right now. Two tractor trailers are behind it, so you can't really see it until you get right there. And I think there may be a police car now working its way down through there. You'll have room to get by to the right. Two lanes are getting by to the left. Tail end of the backup, as we said, eventually would get back, and now it's there all the way back to 795. That's a pretty good size delay already. You're coming up from Annapolis along I-97 towards 178. The accident there involved a tractor trailer. Got another look at it now with the camera shot there. We can see traffic is getting by to the right. The delay not quite back to 50, but it's going to be slow from 50 up through that area. Northbound, maybe a little bit slow southbound as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If it's going to be cold, at least we're sunny and dry, and we stay sunny and dry through Friday. Possibility, though, some snow Friday night and Saturday. 32 the high today, 32 tomorrow, 34 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're now Dundalk 26 degrees. Ellicott City has 23. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore area school systems continuing to deal with snow and ice after this week's winter storm. Anne Arundel County Public Schools will be closed today. There'll be 2-hour delays in Baltimore, Carroll, Harford, and Howard counties. Baltimore City Public Schools and offices will be open today. Maryland's 2025 General Assembly session begins today at in Annapolis. Governor Westmore says the budget will be the first priority during the session, and that session, of course, goes until April 7th. Baltimore police investigating an armed carjacking 1500 block of West Pratt Street. Around 3:15 yesterday afternoon, there are two juveniles allegedly asked the driver of a vehicle to give them a ride, and when he refused, one subject displayed a gun, demanded the victim's vehicle, his truck. The victim was not injured. The incident was captured on home surveillance videos. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, it's WCBM Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Or maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barrowy today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So, call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, it took Tom Brady 1 year as a starter, Patrick Mahomes 2 years, Joe Montana 3 years, and Peyton Manning 9 years. We're talking about getting to a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson, now in his 7th year, has the chance. He said it's taken long enough, and he's got the team to do it.
I'm very proud of our team. Piggyback off what V said, you know, starting off on to just looking at how things was happening with us, you know, just battling adversity, people just doubting us.
Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, head coach Mike Tomlin at the Mike on the Ravens' offensive firepower between Lamar and the King.
Man, it's about 8-22 for us, or for anyone, to be quite honest with you. Lamar's play has been spectacular. He's been very good with the ball. He's been good in the passing game. He's been good in the running game. He's been good at play extension with very little negativity.
And the turnover battle will be key, no doubt. Pittsburgh has forced 33 turnovers this year, tied for the league lead with Minnesota. The Ravens have given it up only 11 times. Only the Bills and Chargers have given it up less. Sources telling ESPN that the Cowboys have denied the Bears permission to speak with Mike McCarthy. His contract is up next week. Both the Bears and Jaguars have sought permission from the Ravens on offensive coordinator Todd Monken. Baseball news, Justin Verlander and the Giants have agreed on a one-year, $15 million deal. That's the same figure the Orioles just paid Charlie Morton to put on the orange and black. Verlander is 42 years old with 262 career wins, a surefire Hall of Famer. Morton is 41 with 138 career wins. And earlier I reported on the passing of Brian Mattis. I mentioned that he was a right-hand pitcher. Brian Mattis is a left-hand pitcher. He passed away untimely at the age of 37. The Orioles releasing a statement last night. Coming up at 7:35, just another reason to dislike the Yankees. And that is Stein on Sports.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The right choice for Maryland. And, of course, 99.9 FM in Harford County coming up in this hour. Now, Democrats are claiming if you don't shake hands with somebody, it could be racist.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg changes his mind on censorship, but your top story here today is...
The Lakin-Riley Act, which went through the House yesterday, but not without some caterwauling from the people on the political left. Here's the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
It's an absolute disaster because of what has happened over the last 4 years. And the Lakin-Riley Act is a big part of that. You know her story. It was last February, a 22-year-old student reminds us, many of us, of her own children, out for a jog. A vicious killer tragically murders her. And that killer entered the country illegally with Joe Biden's open border and took the life of a beloved daughter and sister and friend.
Yeah, however, this was not any big thing. If you recall correctly, that there was a response from the then sitting president of the United States, Joe Biden, to Lakin-Riley's murder.
The only thing President Biden did after Lakin's tragic death was apologize for calling her murderer and illegal.
Yeah.
That's outrageous. We all know the real victim here is young Lakin. There are real consequences to policy decisions. This one was deadly. This is a story that's repeated across the country to so many, many countless American families, and it must come to an end, and it will.
Yeah, you have Tom Holman saying, look, you can't imagine anybody in government saying, oh, please don't take the violent criminals away from me. I want them right here in my town. But that is, in essence, what a lot of blue mayors and blue governors are doing. What Johnson had to say yesterday is very interesting, Sean. He said that this is, you know, first day, and this basically is, we're a little litmus test, Democrats. Where are you now as a party? Do you still believe in the open borders nonsense you've been pushing on us for the last 4 years? Or is it time to begin to take steps to actually protect American citizens?
As Democrats struggle with their identity now as a party post-election, we'll find out if they're still clinging to that open border policy and that mantra, and despite the American people roundly rejecting all that in November. We'll see. This will be a telling vote.
Yeah. Well, the last time they tried this last year, 37 Democrats voted for it. Now, they gained 11. So 48 Democrats mm-hmm. voted for it this time. So the only 11 Democrats and the only Maryland Democrat to vote with Republicans to pass the Lakin-Riley Act is April McLean Delaney from CD6. Yeah. Every other Democrat in Maryland, including Johnny Zero, including Hoyer and Mfume, Ivey, etc. Every other Democrat, the new from the 3rd District, Sarah Elforth, voted against the Lakin-Riley Act in the House yesterday.
Yeah, which speaks volume as to where they are philosophically. They have not learned anything from this election.
Well, especially since you had, forget about Lakin-Riley, with all due respect, I mean, I'm not dissing her, I'm just saying she's just one of many.
Yeah.
What about Rachel Warren, right here in Maryland? Okay? What about Kayla Hamilton, right here in Maryland? And these tone-deaf Democrats are like, it's ollie-ollie income free. You can kill two birds with one stone. You can protect Maryland's women, mothers and sisters and daughters, etc. And I'm sure they have some budgetary effect. How much money is it costing Maryland to pay for illegal aliens in this state?
I think a fair question for every single one of those Maryland Democrats who voted against this is, specifically, what did you not like in this bill? What would draw your vote? Was it simply party loyalty? In which case, no, that's not good enough. Or do you have an actual reservation
about
the bill?
I heard Jayapal yesterday on the floor say something like, an undocumented migrant that shoplifted could be deported.
Okay.
Yeah.
So?
Right.
Yeah.
If you're going to commit crimes here in the country, you've already broken into the country, and then once you're in, if you commit a crime, out you go.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. I guess that's objectionable now. 713, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
And a new problem on the Beltway west side. This time it's on the inner loop coming up from I-70. Broken down vehicle in the right lane. And at least right now, nobody behind it. He has the flashers on, but you don't see it till you get right to it. So there's a problem there now coming up from I-70 that's going to back up very quickly through there. The broken down vehicle that was on the outer loop right at I-70 and Security Boulevard as of a couple of minutes ago was still there, kind of on the right side of the roadway. That backup coming south was back towards 795. Delays now coming out of Annapolis. This wreck happened early this morning. Tractor-trailer involved northbound I-97 before the bridge at 178. Traffic gets by to the right. Just looked at the camera. We're backed up now all the way back to the ramp at Route 50. So if you're coming out of Parole 50 westbound, when you get to I-97, you'll have a delay from there up to the accident scene. Not much of a problem southbound. Some ice on the roadway. We're still getting those reports in Howard County. Some ice on Route 32 in the area at Route 99. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
I thought he said some mice on the roadway.
No, some ice.
Some ice. Sorry. There's some mice on the roadway. Really?
Okay. What do you think this is?
Just
find the family stone. Thank you for letting me be myself.
Chuck's a rodent scholar.
It's just
mostly sunny. Mostly sunny. 32 for the high today. Back down in the teens for the low tonight. Right now, mostly cloudy. 20 in Ellicott City. A little warmer, but windy in Stevensville and 25. Time for the MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Hi, big news day for former President Trump yesterday with just about a dozen days to go before he is sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Before he held his press conference in Mar-a-Lago, he went on Fox Business and talked about the one big beautiful bill versus the two bills that is currently being debated in Congress.
I favor one bill. I also want to get everything passed. And, you know, there are some people that don't necessarily agree with it. So I'm open to that also. My preference is one big, beautiful bill. Border is going to be secure. We're going to start it immediately. Tom Holman is central casting. He's going to do a great job, and that whole group is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and then at the press conference, lots of tidbits and newsworthy sound bites, so we'll be featuring those all week long for the rest of the week here. But one of those is he's wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico.
We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name. And it's appropriate. It's appropriate.
Yeah, indeed it is. Don Jr. went to, along with Charlie Kirk, to Greenland yesterday. And so there's a lot of the liberals' hair on fire on the...
I think so.
Much like Seward, you know, again, it was called Seward's Folly. They're thinking it's a folly now after the purchase of Alaska. Greenland is, you know, whether they declare independence or whether they want to join the United States, it's going to be very interesting. That is national security interest for the United States because the Chinese and the Russian covet Greenland. And that, if you look at the map, it makes all the sense in the world. There's the Panama Canal, which is in our national security interest.
You know, it costs a dollar, though. Yeah. I mean, that's, we made money on that deal.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, we lost a lot of lives on that deal. And then, of course, the back and forth of Mexico and Canada is strictly negotiating leverage on the part of Donald Trump. And I think there's no serious effort to make them the 51st state. He's just having fun. Or making Mexico the 52nd state, whatever. But these are negotiations as to tariffs and trade deficits, etc., with both Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, the two notes. The government of Denmark changed the seal by making Greenland larger on the seal.
Right.
That was the response. And as far as Mexico, interesting historical note. Sometime, I think, in the 1850s, Yucatan, the state of Yucatan in
Mexico. Yucatan Peninsula.
Yeah, they actually applied for statehood here.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They wanted to be part of the U.S. Yeah. Trump also had a message for Hamas with him taking office in 12 days.
If those hostages aren't back, I don't want to hurt your negotiation. If they're not back by the time I get into office, all hell will break out in the Middle East. And it will not be good for Hamas, and it will not be good, frankly, for anyone. All hell will break out. I don't have to say anymore, but that's what it is. And they should have given him back a long time. They should have never taken him. There should have never been the attack of October 7th.
And for the first time, because I follow him pretty closely, I don't ever remember former president or president-elect Trump ever referencing the pipe bomb on J6, but he did yesterday at Mar-a-Lago.
And why didn't they find the bomber, the pipe bomber? You know, they know who the pipe bomber is. The FBI knows who it is. The status of the FBI has gone down so far, and the status of the DOJ, or as I call it, the Department of Justice... It's the Department of Injustice being laughed at all over the world. And hopefully with Pam Bondi and with Kash Patel and with other people that we're putting in, that will all come back.
Yeah, hopefully so. Appeals court denied Trump's request to delay the hush money sentencing scheduled for this Friday. The judge says presidential immunity doesn't cover presidents-elect, but it does cover them when they're president.
Yeah.
And so that might go all the way to the Supreme Court. Judge Eileen Cannon has blocked the Injustice Department's release of the Jack Smith report temporarily till the 11th Circuit has a chance to review that. A Georgia judge has ordered Phony Fawny to pay Judicial Watch $22,000 in legal fees for her violation of the open records law. And finally, it is being called the last rally. It is going to be Sunday, January 19th. Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., in Chinatown, one day before he is sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. So
that's going to be an event.
That will be an event.
A major event.
And you'd think security is going to have to be tripled and quadrupled in that particular case. But people will be standing up in line probably about a week before to get seats inside the Capital One Arena. Just 12 days to go until he is sworn in as the 47th President of the United States.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
You know, the law officers of Michael A. Friedman wanted me to remind you to please take your time, slow it down, make sure your car is clear of ice and snow before you head out the roads. Leave a lot of distance between you and that car in front of you, especially if that black ice, it's hard to stop on any of that. So you want to be extra careful. Defensive driving is the best remedy right now for keeping you out of accidents, especially accidents that result in serious injury. So if you have any questions about your insurance policy, get it out. Review it. Call Michael, Stephen, Rachel Alpert, Friedman. But remember this, they're the best, I think, in my humble opinion, when it comes to representing you if you are involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, because they put your recovery as the priority. You come first. So, and they'll take care of everything else. They'll deal with the insurance companies. They'll deal with the medical issues. If you need a doctor, they'll find a doctor. They can advance medical costs in some cases. And again, it's one of the reasons why they've been named one of the 10 best personal injury law firms each and every year here in the state of Maryland. So hopefully you'll never need them, but they're there if you do. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, online mafflaw.com.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687.
Well, Bruce,
685-5687.
Yeah.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I have an idea, money-making idea. If we were to publish the IBF tapes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, the internal IFB, I should say, internal feed, then with Chuck Whitaker.
Oh,
and his conversations.
Got a singing voice.
With the producer, Kristen.
Yeah.
He sings, he tells jokes. It's like a one-man act.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might make some money on this.
You missed an opportunity, though, because when Armacost was here, we had a separate show with an underlying current
that
you would have enjoyed.
That's what I'm saying. People are missing out on this. We need to capitalize on this.
There was cursing and gnashing of teeth.
Yes. Much gnashing of teeth.
But you notice I was doing a musical accompaniment to that spot.
Yes, you were. Yes, we did hear that.
We were just singing along. It was very nice, Chuck. 7:23, traffic weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is warning about that black mice. They're out there on the roads. Be careful.
Myself.
That's right. Chuck Whitaker.
The interloop broken down vehicle still sitting here. There's a guy talking to the driver on the interloop just above I-70 and Security Boulevard in the right lane. And the problem is right here, there's not a whole lot of area to move around. So at least now with this vehicle behind him with the flashers on, there's some pre-warning. But we're backed up on the interloop going back towards Route 40 West. The other vehicle that was broken down, we haven't seen that for a while. They need to give us an update with that camera shot. It was on the outer loop near the bridge at Security Boulevard. That backed us up all the way back to the bridge at 795. Delays out of Annapolis from a wreck early this morning. I-97 is still backed up northbound, single lane to the right, coming up towards the bridge at 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, sunny, dry, and cold again today. 32, the expected high, back into the teens tonight for a low. Right now, cloudy, 22 in Severn, and it is 21 in Middle River. 725, you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Coming up after the 730 news, Mark Zuckerberg changes his mind on censorship on his social media platforms.
Well, you can probably figure this, folks, that given the opportunity, Jamie Raskin will run straight for a microphone in order to make sure that people know that he's Jamie Raskin, after all. And he has Jamie Raskin-ish kind of things to say. Tom McClintock, after Raskin got up and ran his mouth yesterday on the Blake and Riley Act, decided to push back more than just a little bit.
Current law requires the detention of every illegal alien who crosses our border. Every one. The Democrats have studiously ignored this law. And now they're saying, ignore this law even if the illegal has now been charged with committing other crimes as well. Let them back onto the streets as they did with Lake and Riley's murderer. And if a few innocent teens happen to get raped and murdered along the way, well, too bad.
Yeah, that, in essence, he argues, is what folks like Jamie Raskin are arguing. No, you can't actually detain these people because, after all, it's unfair to them. It hurts their feelings or something.
The Democrats have told us for 4 years that their refusal to enforce our immigration laws is because they're prioritizing more dangerous offenders. That is precisely what this bill does. It prioritizes dangerous offenders, and yet the Democrats are still opposing it.
It's so nice that they avoid actually saying other thing than my friend or the gentleman or gentle lady across the aisle. Raskin decided, well, I'm not done talking. I have other things that are Jamie Raskin-esque kind of things to say, so listen up.
We won't be lectured by our colleague that we don't stand up for the American people.
We see exactly how much faith and confidence they really have in the American criminal justice system and how much they really stand on the side of law enforcement. And these are the people that now are inviting us to dramatically change the immigration laws without even a hearing as to what it's going to mean.
Yeah, well, no, there's no need for a hearing. We see what you guys have put in place the last 4 years. We know it doesn't work. It's time to reverse course. It's the first rule of holes, Sean. If you find yourself in a hole, first rule is stop digging. Seriously, all that they have to do is say, wait a minute, we tried something, it didn't work. FDR, one of the great Democrats of the 20th century, said exactly that. He said, I'm trying things. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We try something else. Today's Democrats will not try anything else. They have locked into what they're going to do because of the underlying philosophy they have, which is an open borders philosophy. And God forbid you do anything to spoil that open borders philosophy.
Because they have to have that as a voter base. And they recognize that they're bleeding support in the black community, in the brown community, in the Asian community, in many communities today, in the old middle class, blue collar communities. They're hemorrhaging votes, and the only way they can fill that is with these illegal aliens.
729 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You've been hearing me talk about rescue supplements for a long time now. Well, Rescue Natural Supplements has launched a free personalized health survey that prioritizes all of your health goals, whether you've been taking rescue product for years or you don't know where to start. In just 5 minutes, you can discover tailored rescue supplements that fill the gaps in your nutritional needs. Now, that means no more guessing on products at the store or ignoring the issues altogether. The best part, right now, you get a whopping 50% off recommended products after completing the survey. Now, to get started, go to res-q.life. That's res-q.life, L-I-F-E, or call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483 to get help from a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. Now, I took the short survey. Boy, I was blown away by the results and have taken action because of those results. Visit res-q.life today and get 50% off recommended products right now.
Coming up next, Zuckerberg says no more censorship on Meta. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. There is one change in the schools for this day, and that is that Howard County Public Schools are now closed. The offices for Howard County Public Schools, they remain open with liberal leave in effect. The other school districts around Anne Arundel County Public Schools, they are closed for the day. However, for Baltimore, Carroll, and Hartford County Schools, they all have a two-hour delay. If that changes, we will be letting you know almost immediately. Baltimore City Public Schools and offices will be closed today. I'm sorry, we'll be open today. Let me retract that. Baltimore City Public Schools and offices are open today. Maryland's 2025 General Assembly session begins today at noon in Annapolis. Governor Wes Moore says the budget will be the first priority during the session, and that session ends on April the 7th. Baltimore police investigating an armed carjacking along the 1500 block of West Pratt happened around 3:15 yesterday afternoon. Two juveniles asked the driver if they could cop a ride. He said no. One of them then displayed a gun. He got out of the vehicle, a truck, and they got into it and drove off. He was not harmed. The incident was captured on home surveillance videos. Hartford County Sheriff's Office says four people now have been arrested after Sunday's deadly double shooting at a birthday party in Aberdeen. 18-year-old Kylone Taylor was found shot to death in the basement of a home on North Seward's Court. Another victim was injured. Deputies arrested 18-year-old Tygeer Cole and 17-year-old on murder charges, and two others are facing charges for illegal possession of ammunition. It's 7:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the 3. Next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
014, your pick 3-letter number. Your pick 4 was 7037. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
That broken down vehicle still there, inner loop just north of I-70. It looks like they may be changing a tire on the right front. But in the meantime, they're in the right lane. And as you're coming up from Route 40, getting up towards I-70, you're going to need to stay to the center and the left-hand lane. The vehicle that was broken down on the outer loop at I-70 Security Boulevard, that's cleared. But at back this up to 795, and that's still there. Nothing major at the tunnels right now. The lane's open. Most of that traffic is southbound. We still have delays coming up from Annapolis. The big wreck early this morning, tractor trailer was involved, northbound I-97 before the bridge at 178. You'll have delays as you're coming off the ramp from 50 westbound to go north up towards 178 and through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If it's going to be cold, at least we're sunny and dry, and we stay sunny and dry through Friday. Possibility, though, some snow Friday night and Saturday. 32 the high today, 32 tomorrow, 34 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tale of two locker rooms yesterday in Baltimore and Pittsburgh. The tone so different. In Baltimore, you got to love Roquan Smith. The Ravens inside linebacker tells it as he plays it, like it is in your face.
The mentality is real simple. Win or go home. We at the bank, got to protect it by any means necessary. So we fight for our lives, and everybody know that. And, hey, get your popcorn ready. We ready.
Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, the tenor much different. Steeler offensive lineman Broderick Jones being asked about the untimely slump the Steelers are in, having lost four straight entering the postseason.
I feel like everybody goes through that slump. So, you know, like where everything's not perfect, and you know, that was ours. So I feel like, you know, we just got to continue to just try and grind out of it.
Slumps don't necessarily mean anything entering the playoffs. Ravens had lost four of their last five after starting 9-2 in 2012, and they wound up winning the Super Bowl. Injury update, as expected, wide receiver Zay Flowers was a DNP yesterday, listed as day-to-day with the knee. Ravens Pro Bowl receiver has not missed a game due to injury during his two-year career. Back at practice, running back Justice Hill, left guard Patrick McCary. Steelers injury report looks a lot different from 3 weeks ago when these teams last played. Several key Steelers defenders that were missing have all returned. T.J. Watt is healthy. Deshaun Elliott, Joey Porter Jr., Larry Ogunjobi, Dante Jackson are all back. Cameron Hayward was a DNP with an illness yesterday. The pouty George Pickens will also play. Elsewhere in the NFL, while the Jags were asking permission of the Ravens to interview Todd Monken, another one bites the dust in Las Vegas. Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce has been let go after a 4-13 season. Raiders minority partner Tom Brady apparently will help select the team's next coach. College football news. Both Army and Navy have petitioned the NCAA to be allowed to play a 13th game. Doing so would require the NCAA to modify its rules that limit college football programs to 12 regular season games. The ADs from both service academies said their reasoning for requesting the ability to play the game was because the Army-Navy game is played 6 days after the college football playoff field is determined. On the hardwood last night, the Rockets beat the Wiz 135-112 in D.C., and in college ball, number one Tennessee was shellacked by Florida 73-43 in Gainesville. It's one of the worst regular season losses for a number one ranked team in NCAA history. The time now is 7:37 when we return. Just another reason to hate the Yankees.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Penny pinchers. That's the reason to hate the Yankees.
Yeah, those
penny pinchers. Okay? Here's the story.
Daniel Penny.
Penny pinchers.
What tipped
the scale for the Mets in favor of the Yankees during the Juan Soto negotiations? Remember, they were both battling against each other. Right. Mets ended up getting him, 15 years, $765 million. The Yankees offered $760 million for one less year, so actually average salary would have been more. Here's the difference. According to the New York Post, John Hyman, the contract summary was obtained by the New York Post, and Soto was able to receive a luxury suite for all home games, four premium seats for all home games, security for the player, his family, etc., free of charge, no charge for the suite. The Yankees were willing to discount a suite to Juan Soto. The cost of the suite was $1 million a year. No word on what the discount would have been, but the Yankees' reasoning is that they didn't give it to Derek Jeter for free. They didn't give it to Aaron Judge for free. They weren't going to set a precedent with Juan Soto. So that was the biggest reason why Juan Soto decided to go to the Mets, was because the Yankees weren't willing to discount this, were willing to give the suite for free.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
Penny pinchers.
Yeah. By the way, I got a note here from... this is Mrs. Pickens, apparently the mother of George, saying, how dare you refer to my son as Pouty?
What, you don't think he's Pouty? I just report the news. I don't make it up.
That's news.
The Pouty George Pickens. Have you watched his season?
Yes.
Okay. Here's a note to Mrs. Pickens.
But you don't describe any other receivers or any other ball players.
Well, when another receiver is Pouty, I'll describe him that. Mrs. Pickens, let me tell you, first of all, thanks for listening. Okay, that's number one. Number two, here's a news flash. Your son, he's Pouty.
He's Pouty, right. Thanks, Gary.
It's the alliteration. That's why he does
That's right. Pouty Pickens.
The guy's last name was Lawrence. He'd be loquacious Lawrence.
21 minutes now before the hour o'clock. Trying to be loquacious yesterday was one Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, a.k.a. Facebook and Instagram. All of a sudden, he's concerned about censorship on social media platforms. Remember, this is the guy that spent $400 million, what was it, the Center for Technology, Civics, and something, that spent all that money to turn out ballot mules during the 2020 election to help steal it from then-President Trump. So that's number one. The guy is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. He's a radical lefty. He is a snake. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. What is he after? What is he up to? Well, yesterday he announced they're not going to do fact-checkers anymore. And look, I've been in Facebook jail probably more than anybody else. That's a great news, but one wonders what is his original motivation here.
And we've reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship. The recent elections also feel like a cultural tipping point towards once again prioritizing speech. So we're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms. More specifically, here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the U.S. After Trump first got elected in 2016, the legacy media wrote nonstop about how misinformation was a threat to democracy. We tried in good faith to address those concerns without becoming the arbiters of truth. But the fact checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the U.S. So over the next couple of months, we're going to phase in a more comprehensive community notes system.
Yeah, now the community notes is what Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now is X. Yeah. And they basically have the people, they challenge misinformation or disinformation by adding a community note to your post, which I think is a much better option than taking down your post. And I mean, the question, who are the community noters? I mean, who are the fact checkers that do with that? But then you want to say, and topics, look, you couldn't post anything about COVID. You couldn't post anything about illegal immigration. You couldn't post really anything about Trump, and that got your post taken down. Or you got throttled, or you got put in Facebook jail.
Second, we're going to simplify our content policies and get rid of a bunch of restrictions on topics like immigration and gender that are just out of touch with mainstream discourse. What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, and it's gone too far. So I want to make sure that people can share their beliefs and experiences on our platforms.
I guess now we can put the Hunter laptop on Facebook without any fear.
One of the problems here I have with this, if I might just jump in for 2 seconds, is he could have done this prior to this election. He could have done this any old time.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if he'd be reading the headlines and he would realize, gee, they've kicked Donald Trump off of the platform, wouldn't you think as they run to the shop, he would have taken action then if it were actually a concern?
Yeah, just one more cut here before we get to the traffic. Here's his motivation. This is the reason why he's doing this.
We're going to work with President Trump to push back on governments around the world that are going after American companies and pushing to censor more. The U.S. has the strongest constitutional protections for free expression in the world. Europe has an ever-increasing number of laws institutionalizing censorship and making it difficult to build anything innovative there.
So he wants Trump to help him establish Meta, Facebook, Instagram in these other countries that do practice censorship, that don't have a First Amendment. So he wants Trump to open up these countries to his company. Meanwhile, he did everything he could to censor and keep Trump out of office. Yeah. This guy is a snake. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him.
But you could throw him very long distance.
Yes, you could. He's a pretty good martial arts guy, so.
Yeah, well.
Better be careful.
He can land on his feet then.
Yeah.
Beat your ass, Bruce.
Sorry?
He'd beat your ass if he had a chance.
Actually, you know what? I sold the ass and I got a donkey. It says traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is once again. It's Donkey Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The broken down vehicle is still the problem for the traffic on the interloop coming up from I-70 and eventually up towards Liberty Road. It was in the right lane right after the bridge at I-70, and it looks like now they may have cleared the vehicle. The pace looks a little better now for the traffic coming up, at least after the bridge at I-70. They were changing a flat tire on the vehicle last time we were there. So, yeah, even the traffic now coming up from Route 40 looks better through that area. There is some slowing as you're traveling south going into both the harbor tunnels. Nothing major. New Rack, Adirondack County, westbound Route 100 at Oakwood Road, and we're still slow. They're working on a tractor trailer that turned over on I-97 northbound before 178. Only the single lane was getting by to the right. Delays back to the ramp at 50, and then the southbound traffic coming down on I-97 after Route 32 is looking at the accident scene, so watch for the brake lights there as you're traveling south. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Get it done today. Check your battery, your belts and hoses, and your antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now will be the time to give us a call, and you could win a 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug if you can correctly identify the fake news story. But call now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you get to match wits with, of course, Bruce and Kristen, and, of course, Halfwit, Chuck Whitaker.
My brother, Tim.
Mostly cloudy. And 20 right now, Columbia 20 in the city. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner today. We have 100th anniversary WCBM t-shirt for you and a coffee mug if you can correctly guess the fake news story of the day. Our contestant today is Marty in Pikesville. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. Good morning. I got to get to my other radio to turn it down.
All right. All right. Turn down your radio so you don't get confused.
I'm on the disabled side, so.
All right.
There we go.
Very good.
I just want to say, and I don't know if you guys remember, way back before they built the Camden Yards stadium, the Maryland Stadium Authority had was benefited lottery ticket scratch-offs. And at one point, they were only supposed to do four at a time. At one point, I went into a gas station, one of the ones that has, like, every scratch-off they made.
Yeah, right.
Every single one of them, it was like, we're talking 30 or 40, benefited the Maryland Stadium Authority. Let's do that instead of raising people's taxes.
All right. Well, that's a good suggestion. I'm glad that people are thinking
to push that forward.
Yeah. All right.
Well, basically, you want to tax on the stupid because, like, people.
I didn't want to say that, but okay.
Yeah, I know people who play every day and they're smart, but they do it because they understand they're going to lose 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
And for them, it's just
a
momentary thrill.
Chance.
That's right. Yep. That's it.
Just like right now, there's this one chance for Marty to score a 100th anniversary T-shirt,
big,
and a coffee mug. Marty, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Oh, last, please.
Hear your stories. People are upset online that a 9-year-old girl in Arizona was able to get a tattoo. The young girl wanted a portrait of Donald Trump on her neck, but the tattoo artist convinced her instead to get an American flag on her arm. The client came back 1 year later at the age of 10, asking him to touch up the red part of the American flag. 9 years old. Story two, Elon Musk's new company might be called Landex. There is a proposal from Musk to offer robots for companies facing staffing shortages due to the mass deportations that are about to happen. The Musk bots can work in a number of capacities, including landscaping, construction, and even warehouse work. And story three, on his way out the door, Biden's FDA is now trying to ban cigarettes altogether. The FDA is working hard at this moment to make cigarettes a poison, and they would then be banned from human consumption. Is it story one? 9-year-old girl gets tattoo of American flag on her arm in Arizona. This was with parent consent, by the way. Story two, Musk bots. They'll be the ones that are replacing the illegals that are being deported. Or story three, Biden's FDA trying to ban cigarettes completely. All right, we'll start with Chuck Whitaker.
Two, please.
Chuck goes for story number two. Kristen.
Yeah, this is a hard one, but I think I'm going to say number two. I hope that's false. I don't think that the robots would be a very good America First jobs policy.
Okay. Well, what if they were American robots?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. We need to put actual Americans to back to work first before we bring in the robots.
Just wanted to get clarification on that. Marty.
I'm sorry, Bruce.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with number two.
All right, with number two? I know that number one could be possible. Number three, they want to ban cigars, cigarettes, and Tipperillos. I think that's fake news.
Are you number three?
Number three.
Number three.
Were you the cigarette girl at the Club Venus, Bruce?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He was the cigar dipper.
Yes, he was. He worked for Bill Clinton, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I'm just leaving the room now.
Story one.
Oh, Monica.
9-year-old gets a tattoo. Yes, that is a true story with parental consent. Story number two, the Musk bots. That's our fake news story the day. So, Marty, congratulations. You are a winner.
Thank you.
Much better shot at this than the scratch-offs, would you admit?
I will proudly wear the shirt.
Thank you, Marty. We appreciate that. Yeah. And you'll proudly drink from the cup.
I will do that, too.
Which is better than the opposite way, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want to wear the cup and drink from your shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reminds me of Chuck in a bar years ago.
Yes. Yes,
bartender is wiping up the bar with a bar rag and squeezed it right in Chuck's mouth.
Yeah. Yes. I walked in there with a horse, and the bartender said to the horse, why
the long
face? Right, there you go.
Boom tish.
All right. A quick update.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Outer Loop, there's something going on. Outer Loop south of Frederick Road. We need to get State Highway to turn the camera. It's between Frederick Road and Wilkins on the Outer Loop.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. It is 7:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And joining you right now is Mike Connett from Pro Status Financial. Mike is a financial planner and a four-time Amazon best-selling author. Mike, morning. Earlier this week, we saw a snowfall. Actually, it's the biggest snowfall in around 3 years, which is amazing if you think about it. What can we learn about retirement from storms and extreme weather?
Well, we know it's going to hit every now and then. We're never exactly sure how often it's going to hit, and we never know how extreme it's going to be, right? I mean, the 6 to 10 inches that we might have got this time was a little bit of a bump. Well, you know, retirement has a little bit of bump. Every 4 to 7 years, you get a 20 to 30% drop in the market, and every 7 to 10 years, you get a 40% drop. So, you know, the analogy you can make there is just like you have to be prepared
when the snowstorms come, you have to be prepared when retirement comes, which means you have to have the right tools and the right things in place to avoid a catastrophe.
Okay, when you talk about X number of years, there's a dip, and another X number of years, there's a different kind of dip. Are there concurrent rises as well?
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it because it's such a cliche. The market goes up, right? Over time, the market always goes up. The problem is that when you're retired, you don't necessarily have time to wait for the market to recoup. So if you're in a downward trend of a market, let's say 2000, 2003, and you're taking out 4 or 5% every year, you're in trouble because you lost 10 to 20% every year, plus you took 4 or 5. 2008, the markets dropped, what, 40 to 50%. And if you're taking money out, it took basically 13 years of down and sideways markets. You made no money from 2000 to 2013. Think about that as being a horrible, horrible storm that you're going through. You're running out of money. So absolutely, it goes down, it comes back up. But you need to be prepared for the downs because the downs during retirement, much more dramatic.
Mike Kinnett, thank you very much for your time, as always, from ProStatus Financial. If you're 55 and older, have saved $500,000 or more for retirement, congrats. Now do what the wealthy do. Have a written plan for retirement that includes a tax plan, a plan to protect and grow your life savings, and a plan to protect your income. The team at ProStatus Financial can do it all, and it's complimentary. Find out if you can retire in 2025. Just call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040 or ProStatusFinancial.com. 753 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the outer loop is slowing south of Frederick Road. They have not turned the camera yet down towards Wilkins Avenue. We have to see exactly what they're looking at. There has to be a wreck or a broken down vehicle in the area because normally at Frederick Road, we pick up speed down to Wilkins Avenue. After Wilkins Avenue, there's no backup. So again, once we can get them to turn the camera, which would be nice, we can see exactly what is going on. The inner loop has been a little bit slow. It's getting better now, coming up from Frederick Road to an earlier problem with a broken down vehicle north of I-70, which is now cleared. I-97 northbound in Anne Arundel County, coming up from Annapolis, you're still slow with that wreck involving a tractor trailer northbound on I-97 before 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny and high today of around 32 degrees. Overnight temps will be in the upper teens. Tomorrow and Friday, sunny, dry, but still cold. A high in the low 30s. We might actually break 32 degrees. Snow possible again for the weekend, starting by Friday p.m. And Saturday, it's going to be snowy as well. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The temperatures outside right now, by and large, are tolerable. If you have a good coat, it's not snowing, it's not raining, it's not freezing rain, so look at the positive side. Bel Air 24, Baltimore 28 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't forget, Gallup rating the modern-day presidents. Who was the worst? Okay, about 9 or 10 of them that are being rated, going all the way back to Kennedy, including the current occupant, Joe Biden. So we'll find out where everybody falls. And coming up next, the proposal to start all juvenile criminals and the crimes they committed in juvenile court.
Wow.
That is getting quite a little bit of pushback, as you might imagine.
All right. So you have this fascinating story. We played this little clip for you yesterday. Let me set the scene. It was day before yesterday that Kamala Harris swore in members of the Senate, I think it was. And one of the GOP's senators, she is from the Midwest. Her name is Deb Fischer. She's actually from Nebraska. She appeared to be all smiles. She shook hands with Kamala. And then Kamala turned to her husband, and that is Deb Fischer's husband, and went to shake his hand, said congratulations, stuck her hand out. He just looked up at her and said thank you, and then looked back down again. And this has been taken by those on the left as a deliberate snub. Beyond that, it's racist, don't you know? That's why he didn't shake hands. And I thought, well, we got to get a little clarity on this. Here's what happened.
Thank you so much for your work. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. He said, thank you, and then continued. Well, this is horrible. You have people, it's showing up on Yahoo News, it's showing up on Politico, it's showing up on The Hill, and it's, wow. I said, it's okay, I won't bite, I'm not going to bite, don't worry. A smiling Harris is heard telling him as he appears to avert his gaze, keep his eyes on the Bible. Here's what happened. The guy walks with a cane. In his right hand, he has his cane. And helping to support him. I think anybody out there who has had to go through this kind of situation knows that you don't casually just put the cane to the side. You'll fall down, go boom. On the left hand, he has the Bible that was used to swear in his wife. He has no hand free to shake hands with the vice president. He doesn't. There's no hand. So what will you have him do, folks on the left? Balance it on his head, perhaps, while he shakes hands? Hand his wife the Bible? She's actually involved in talking with somebody else by this time. What would you have him do? This was not a snub. This is a guy with a disability whose hands were full, and he sees his hand being stuck out at him, and has no response other than thank you.
Yeah, I think a great opportunity here would have been to hand Kamala the Bible and say, here's something you probably have never read, and then shake her hand.
That might have been viewed as a snub. It might have, Sean. I'm not sure, but it might have. Right?
Just saying, there's always a solution to any problem.
Absolutely.
May not be the one that you prefer, but at least we offer it.
Yeah, now, talking about solutions to problems, what happens if you park and it's on the street, and a woman comes up to you and knocks on your car door and says you have to move, and then tells you why?
This right here is where I park my vehicle.
This is public street parking.
This is where I park my car so that I know where it is at all times. Everybody on this street is actually very nice, and we all know that this is my spot. So if you don't mind, could you please move it?
No, I'm not going to move it.
You're not going to move it?
Okay. No.
Then I'm going to have to go get my husband.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
He must be really strong.
Really?
If he's going to move the car.
He's going to lift the car and move the damn thing. So this Karen felt so entitled. She could walk up to this guy, well, this is where I park my car on the street. You have to move because otherwise I won't be sure where my car is. I don't know. Maybe put a GPS tracker on it, Darren. That's all I can tell you. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low interest rates they have on their current home because the inventory is not all that large right now either. So if this sounds like you, if you found your dream home and could have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen up. Please contact Vinny Steele. Every time I spend time with Vinny Steele, I realize that he is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed, 410-709-7515.
WCVM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a horrific scene in parts of Southern California as wind-whipped wildfires roar.
At the bottom of the canyon, there was cars piled on top of each other. There was boulders and debris that fell off of the mountain, off the canyon, that was on fire, that was in the middle of the road where people had to abandon their cars.
Hundreds of thousands have had to evacuate. L.A.'s Pacific Palisades neighborhood is ablaze. Another massive fire raging in the Altadena-Pasadena area. The flames are fanned by fierce Santa Ana winds, and as of now, forecasters say no relief in sight. President-elect Trump vowing to, as he puts it, unban energy exploration in millions of acres of U.S. coastal and offshore waters.
President Biden on Monday invoked the 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act to ban new drilling and further oil and natural gas development on some 625 million acres of U.S. coastal and offshore waters. The move puts areas along the east and west coasts, the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and portions of Alaska's northern Bering Sea off limits for future oil and natural gas leases. President-elect Trump wrote on X that he would, quote, unban it immediately. Bob Agner reporting.
Former President Carter's body lies in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. House Speaker Mike Johnson paying tribute to our 39th president.
President Carter's life, his selfless service, his fight against cancer, and his lasting contributions to his fellow man are all truly remarkable.
Tomorrow, it's a state funeral for Mr. Carter at the majestic Washington National Cathedral. Mr. Carter to be laid to rest alongside his wife, Rosalind, in their hometown of Plains, Georgia. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. Now, the Dow futures down 86 points, while the NASDAQ futures are off 100, and the S&P futures 20 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You never switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Balance of Nature Supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 71 years old, and one of the main reasons why I wanted to switch over and give it a try was that I would rather take something of natural ingredients.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first preferred set, plus a free fiber and spice supplement as a new preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
...803 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I-97 is still slow if you're going to and from Annapolis. There was a big wreck early this morning. A tractor-trailer was involved before the bridge at 178 northbound. And at one point, it was only a single lane. Looks like they're still working on that. I saw a large crane in that area trying to upright the vehicle. The backup on I-97 went back to the ramps at Route 50. Southbound, you're open. You're slow going by the scene, so it's been a little bit congestion in that area after Route 32. Had a look at the Beltway south of Frederick Road. Whatever was there corrected itself, and the pace had improved a little bit. The inner loop is still slow from earlier problems up around I-70, so we're a little bit behind time there as you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue and eventually up towards Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If it's going to be cold, at least we're sunny and dry, and we stay sunny and dry through Friday. Possibility, though, some snow Friday night and Saturday. 32 the high today, 32 tomorrow, 34 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, now Edgewater has 26 degrees and Glen Burnie has 27. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The Harford County Sheriff's Office says four people have been arrested after Sunday's deadly double shooting during a birthday party in Aberdeen. 18-year-old Kylone Taylor was found shot to death in the basement of a home off North Seward's Court. Another victim was injured. Deputies arrested 18-year-old Tygeer Cole and a 17-year-old on murder charges. 17-year-old is unnamed. And two others are now facing charges for illegal possession of ammunition. Baltimore area school systems are continuing to deal with snow and ice after this week's winter storms. Edinburgh County Schools and Harford County Schools are now closed. The other school systems are all on a two-hour delay. Baltimore City Public Schools open as usual. Baltimore police investigating an armed carjacking along with the 1500 block of West Pratt Street. It happened at around 3:15 yesterday afternoon. Two juveniles allegedly asked the driver to give them a ride when he refused. One suspect displayed a gun and demanded the victim's truck. He got out of the truck. They drove off. An incident was captured on home video surveillance. It's 8:05. Coming up next is Sign On Sports. Pick 3 lottery, by the way, 014, pick 4, 7037.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Well, everything gets magnified in the playoffs. Saturday night will be Lamar Jackson's fifth postseason. He'll be playing in his seventh playoff game. His record is 2-4. His QBR, that's his quarterback rating in the playoffs, is 75. In the regular season, it's 102. That's 25% less. Here's an important question posed to Lamar yesterday by The Athletic's Jeff Zriebeck. We'll play the question and the answer.
Do you have to remind yourself not to be too amped up for games of this stakes? Is that something that in your career you've sort of, I don't want to say battled, but is that something you still have to remind yourself to settle down in these games?
Yeah, I just be too excited. That's all, you know, too assy. Like, I'm seeing things before it happened, like, oh, I got to calm myself down. But just being more experienced, I found a way to balance it out.
You can't be antsy in the playoffs. Here are two key numbers that have defined Lamar's postseason, 6 and 26. 6 is the number of interceptions he's thrown in 6 postseason games. 26 is the number of sacks he's taken, many because he's extended the play. Compare that to Patrick Mahomes, 8 interceptions in 18 games, 35 sacks, less than half per game of Lamar. Quick, accurate decision-making, the key in postseason football for a quarterback. Finally, the baseball world saddened by the death of left-hand pitcher and much-beloved Oriole Brian Mattis, who toiled for the Birds for 7 years from 2009 through 2016. Mattis was a first-round pick in 2018, won a World Series with the Cubs in 2019. Very visible in the community, very willing to give back. The team released a statement last night. No details were made available. Brian Mattis passes away at the age of 37. Coming up at 8:35, hindsight is 2020, and that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I should write that down.
Hour three.
Hindsight is 2020.
Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Mayor Scott doubling down on his GVRS as the war of words now escalates between him and Ivan Bates. We'll take a look at the failures committed by those down in Nolens in that terrorist attack. Top story for you this hour is the Maryland General Insane Asylum opens up again today. And we discussed the budget battle a little bit earlier. And there's no question in my mind they're going to raise taxes. Okay? In some way, shape, or form. Remember, they already raised fees.
Yeah.
You know, was,
well, the property tax is one of the prime examples. Yeah. Because one organization sets the rate, but they don't do the appraisals.
Right.
Another organization does the appraisals, so they can point at each other. We didn't do it.
Yeah.
It's the other guy who
but
did.
The state does authorize them to do this.
Yeah.
Every 2 years or whatever case may be. One third of the state gets reassessed every 2 years. And as I got hit hard, 33% on my assessment. But again, remember all the fees, the hundreds of fees that were raised in the last session? We didn't raise your taxes. But boy, we screwed you on those fees. So this year is, oh, we're not going to raise fees.
Yeah,
but we are going to have to raise your taxes.
Now did your rate go up 33% because you've had your home designated as a historical site because Chuck Whitaker stayed there once?
Actually, he didn't stay there. It was like George Washington.
He had dinner and left.
Yeah, he didn't sleep there. Yeah, so I couldn't get that.
Get the designation. That's a shame.
But the other big topic really is juvenile crime. Here we are again for the third year in a row. 2 years ago, we had the Juvenile Justice Reform Act. We had the Child Interrogation Protection Act, which set the tone for this explosion, if you will, this epidemic of juvenile, this wave of juvenile crime in the city and in the state. And, of course, last year they tried to reform it, and that went into place November 1st of last year, and it's done nothing to deter juvenile crime. They're not holding juvenile criminals responsible. They give us some gobbledygook and propaganda, how, oh, we're going to put ankle monitors on them, blah, blah, blah. They're going to get some more services. There's going to be extended probation. Nobody believes your nonsense. Nobody in the state believes your nonsense. So here we go again. And Sheriff Chuck, Jeff Gaylor, rather, came out the other day and said, this is how bad it's out on the streets in Harford County and other jurisdictions.
He was urging the deputy to hurry up because it was his intention as soon as he was released to steal more cars.
That's colossal.
They arrest a juvenile, and he tells the deputy, hurry up, because I got to go out and steal more cars. That's the mindset. Okay? That is the mindset. Are you listening, Director Schiraldi? Since their brains aren't able to fully develop until 25, this guy's already developed a criminal mindset. And that's what
they're doing. Would this indicate that he's taking the cars and giving them to a chop shop and he gets paid for them?
That's a good point. Yeah. You know, it could be joyriding. It could be, again, in a port city. You know how many cars get stolen and get sent out on a cargo ship overseas?
137?
Yeah. That's just to Brooksville, Florida.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's just Chuck's garage, actually. Right. It's the man has the garage. 813, talk radio. As a matter of fact, he has rubber duckies just waiting for him to get a Jeep. 813, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
You guys are unbelievable. Where are we at? Give me a headache today.
I think you should have something like in the front of your Corvette, a rubber ducky for your Corvette.
Yeah, they look nice.
Yeah.
They ride along very nicely.
You're right.
It's not as much quacked up as you think it is, but it's all right.
not all it's quacked up.
I think you should paint your vet yellow and have a little, rubber ducky hood ornament.
I think you should paint your face yellow. And
what? My what?
Your face.
Your face.
Okay. I made a mistake.
Reddit lives.
Yeah.
So you're so quick to pounce, you couldn't execute your job fully.
Reddit lips. Son of a bitch getting on me.
Go ahead and paint your face over there,
one
fella.
Mistake in the last 32 years, and he's on me.
No, wait a minute. I thought you said hiring me was the mistake.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. You were sitting on a box at Painter's Mill Road.
Yes, please hire me.
Somebody can take me in there. The southbound lanes of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, a little bit slow. They're kind of avoiding the left-hand lane in the right tube right now. So I don't know of any reports southbound at that point, but it's just a little bit slow there. 895 is backed up a little bit at O'Donnell Street. So you can almost see where we're getting back to normal now with the heavy traffic through the area. But they're moving, and then 95 at Russell Street and 395, the Sky Ramp northbound on 95 into 395 is backed up. Heavy traffic there going up towards Camden Yards. Beltway is still 795 down through Frederick Road. Whatever was there below Frederick Road corrected itself, so that's better now towards Wilkins Avenue. We still have delays coming up from Annapolis, the wreck from earlier this morning. Northbound I-97 is still slow as you're coming up from Route 50 towards the bridge at 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm painting my face as I speak right now.
Oh, going back to that again, are we? Okay.
we'll place it. You know, it really has to be done.
That's right. Weather channel
face.
Weather channel forecast, mostly sunny today.
I'll get you later.
I have 32 right now. It is it's cold. 23, mostly cloudy in Millersville. 22 in Dundalk. Let's see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, folks, I said to the big top, please enter, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and outsteps the now slightly less rich Joy Reid, because after all, she, like everybody else on MSNBC, had to take a pay cut. Why? Well, because it was justified. Curiously, some of us think her pay cut should be back down to around zero, but that's a separate issue. So here she is describing the violent takeover of our government that happened just earlier this week.
14 days from today, You will hear many soberly and reverently laud the peaceful transfer of power. Well, I hate to be the fly at the picnic table, but you can't peacefully transfer power to an insurrectionist simply because it took them an extra 4 years to finish the job. This was a violent transfer of power. The most violent in U.S. history, if we're being honest.
Okay.
Lie, 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 and more lies.
First of all, you have to buy the premise that somehow Donald Trump engineered what happened on J6, which we've proven over and over again did not happen. And then once you do that, you have to buy the other premises, or things like, for example, all those police officers who were killed on J6, that didn't happen, and all the rest of the lies before you finally can say, oh, that was violent and it's Donald Trump's fault. And then you can somehow stretch that even further to saying 4 years later, when he had millions and millions and millions of people vote for him and make him president, sweeping all the challenged states, winning clearly in both popular vote and in the Electoral College, and decide, oh, that must be violent. What the hell? What is her? I mean, what is she on? What is she smoking? And can I get some of it? Jory, please just get out of here.
Yeah, one of the thousands, and they're still charging people with J6 offenses. There are 200 charges pending, and with 12 days to go, and everyone's going to be all eyes on President-elect Trump on the pardons and commutations.
First day,
J20, but they're still charging. Not a single person out of the thousands that have been charged. Not a single person has ever been charged with insurrection.
Yeah.
Not one. So this narrative was basically by the Democrats and the swamp and the media to this whole insurrection thing was done specifically to try to paint Trump as an insurrectionist and get him booted on the 14th Amendment insurrection clause.
Yeah.
The rebellion. That's what it was all about.
Well, Joy Reid thinks that, of course, the Supreme Court is in Donald Trump's pocket because they said, no, this is not an insurrection.
Yeah.
So.
Is the DOJ? Is the DOJ in Donald Trump's pocket? Because they never charged a single person with insurrection. In fact, Harry Enten, the pollster for CNN.
Yep.
He recently did a poll from the last election cycle as to where J6 finished and the percentage of concern for people as they headed to the election.
Because the Democrats would say it's going to be 55%.
Well, 5% of Democrats mentioned J6, and only 2% of Republicans mentioned J6 as one of the reasons it was most important for them to vote on 5 November.
Then don't you wonder, why do they keep going back to it? Their folks, so folks
they're not
going for them.
They're not going to give it up because if they give it up, it would be the wise thing to do. Because but here's the thing: Trump gets in, and by the way, the swamp is now slow walking Trump nominees.
Sure,
I am hearing through the grapevine that Pam Bondi's confirmation hearings were supposed to schedule next week are now not going to be scheduled till March. Or late February, so she possibly won't be confirmed until March. So for almost 2 months, Trump will not have an attorney general. That's the swamp for you. And now Tulsi Gabbard, they're dragging their feet on her because the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, they don't want her anywhere near the position of Director of National Intelligence.
Elizabeth Warren has come out with another fake claim against Pete Hegseth, saying he has a white supremacist tattoo on his arm. What he has on his arm is a tattoo from Latin that translates as, a God's will, I think, which is a military thing, darling. It's not a white supremacist.
Now, remember, Republicans control the Senate now.
Yeah.
52 seats as of right now. After next week, it'll be 53 seats. Trump ought to go use the bully pulpit to put pressure on these Republican senators to get his nominees through now.
Now.
It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey Nolan. And more on the juvenile crime problem before the Maryland General Insane Asylum coming up next.
Boy, folks, if you've had roof problems at any time in the past, and you know how difficult it is to find somebody who is qualified, somebody who knows what they're doing, and somebody who's not going to charge you an arm and a leg to have your problems taken care of, then you know that you're probably reaching out to somebody like Wallace Roofing. That's who I reached out to, and boy, they've done a great job. A new ridge vent, I did work around my chimney, installed installed those gutter guards, all that stuff that I find so useful. I know now my roof is solid and there's no problems at all that I'm going to be facing because of it. Well, if your roof is leaking, if you have a damage from a storm, the little brown spots that show up on your sheetrock on the ceiling, gutters or downspouts problems, please call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. They've been at this for a while, folks, like 92 years. They are your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs, and, boy, they will not use subcontractors. So you're dealing with the folks who run the shop. Getting a roof repaired or replaced is something most homeowners dread. And when that happens, it's important to get not just a fair and reasonable price, but expert installation as well. Wallace Roofing is privately owned. 0% financing is available. If your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHRC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Trump's considering buying Greenland. Note to Greenland, don't overestimate the property value, or Alvin Bragg will create a bunch of nonsense felonies in court.
Oh, here come the dirt. Here come the dirt.
Plus, more on Mark Zuckerberg's come-to-Jesus moment about free speech.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
It's because Trump's president. Noon to 3 on WCBO.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, then brought to my attention, we talked the Lake and Riley Act earlier in the show. Delegate Nino Mangione has introduced the Rachel Morin Act here at the state level in the state of Maryland. So it would be comparable to the Lake and Riley Act, but here at a state level, because the Lake and Riley Act only applies to federal crimes. So this would be for state crimes in the state of Maryland. I applaud Delegate Mangione for that. They will table this quicker than you can blink an eye.
Which
because the Democrats are not going to want to vote on this bill.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, a man who helps us flash the traffic every day. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Just ignoring that, moving on to I-97 northbound is still slow as you're working your way up from Route 50 to a wreck near the bridge at 178. Happened early this morning. Tractor trailer was involved. There's still a backup that goes back on to 50. So if you're coming over from Parole, working your way north towards 178, that's the reason for the backup. They're working on the wreck that was on the left side of the roadway. Southbound has been a bit slow as well. There's a new wreck, Route 32 westbound, approaching I-95. Traffic in Howard County. Keep an eye out for that. I think Baltimore County just went out to a wreck. You want to be careful just north of the Beltway and Bel Air Road at Rossville Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it's going to be sunny and cold today, says the Weather Channel. 32 for the high, down to the teens tonight. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. We might have some possible snow Friday night into Saturday. Right now, 21 and cloudy in Reisterstown, 21 in Ellicott City. Let's take a call here from Chuck in Roland Park.
Morning, Chuck. Charles cannot hang on with us. Oh, by the way, I just watched a great movie on TV this past weekend. Have you seen it? It's Nicolas Cage. I think it's Fleischoff.
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
These guys changed
face. I saw face off, but I didn't see face off. Jill Carter, who introduced and helped to pass two ticking time bombs on juvenile crime, is no longer in the state senate.
Right,
she resigned. She took a different job. So she's already done her damage. But before she left last year, she said this about all the poor juveniles, all the burden is on them.
We are leaving the burden on children to prove that they are children. This is all about where they start.
Yeah, when you take a gun and you go blow a guy's face away, all that burden is on the children to prove that they're still children. Go figure. But this is the debate right now. Ivan Bates says, no, we should not start all crimes in juvenile court. We should basically, depending on the crime, charge as we see fit.
I think there's a movement to say every single case involving a juvenile should automatically start in juvenile court. We are going to fight that like nothing you can imagine.
Now, yeah. Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost caught up with State Senator and Senate President Bill Ferguson yesterday on whether or not he is for charging juveniles. You know, if they commit an adult crime, you charge them in adult court. If you do it, you know, a juvenile crime, then you can charge them in juvenile court. But, of course, the Democrats are trying to thread the needle here.
This has been an issue that has been proposed in years past. Do you see any sort of appetite to
I don't see much movement on this. Yeah, we took up the juvenile law issue for with young people last year. We need to make sure that operationally the agency is doing what it needs to do to operate effectively. That's where we got to focus.
Yeah, well, speaking of the agency, the Department of Juvenile Services, run by Vinny Schiraldi, who was hired by Wes Moore. This is Wes Moore's hire. So anything that Vinny Schiraldi does has Wes Moore's imprimatur. Okay, it has his approval, his fingerprints are all over it. And Bates says the DJS is the issue.
DJS is already overwhelmed. They had a lot going on, and it's clear they don't have the program or the staff to really do the job that they're doing right now. Why would we give them so much more if they can't do what they're doing and handle what they're handling now?
He's absolutely right. These are the so-called services that we have to give to the juveniles. And those we have, as we have evidenced in the last year or two, there are over 250. I think Mackenzie Frost is the one that uncovered there were a lot more juveniles being monitored at home and on ankle monitors than previously had been thought. And there was a dearth of juvenile services staffers watching them. So the translation is, after the Brooklyn Days massacre, nobody is watching him, but Governor Accountability, he still thinks that this thing is running like a clock.
When I think about what we need to do for juveniles and the work that happened last session around being able to make adjustments to better support juveniles, we need to have a greater measurement of accountability for juveniles that break the law, and we need to make sure that we have greater opportunity for our juveniles as well.
Yeah, well, the opportunity shouldn't come unless the accountability comes first. You know, once you are held accountable, once you're punished for your crimes, and once you've done your time, okay, then offer the opportunity. But it's not vice versa. It's not like, oh, you get the opportunity first, and then maybe down the road we'll hold you accountable. It's a mess. And to our friends at the Baltimore County Council, that's a nice try. With the rope-a-dope chicanery they tried to pull.
Yeah.
Kathy Klausmeier, who everybody and their mother knew was going to be the interim county executive. But yet they went to the dog and pony show of fake candidates. Or they let these people believe they were being considered. The hearings, the fake public hearings they held. And now, of course, they've left the District 8 short of a representative as the session gets underway today. Again, the Democrats and Republicans on the county council, a pox on all your houses for the stunt that you pulled over trying to fill the seat of Johnny Zero.
Yeah.
This is not good governance. This is not what you expect out of leaders at the county council. Boy, we need some fresh faces there.
Yes, indeed. And one or two faces on the political right would be kind of nice to add into the equation as well. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Company.
Coming up next, we'll take a look at the failures in New Orleans. It's time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. There will be increased security and a larger police presence for the Baltimore Ravens home game this coming Saturday night. Security was tight for the team's regular season finale at M&T, with the game taking place just days after the deadly Bourbon Street truck attack in New Orleans. According to the Baltimore Banner, Maryland Stadium Authority Vice President for Public Safety and Security Vern Conaway Jr. says that with last Saturday's game, fans will notice an increase in police presence, and other security measures around the stadium. Ravens fans, by the way, can get their vehicles stenciled this morning to kick off a series of events leading up to Saturday night's home playoff game against the Steelers. The stenciling will take place from 6 o'clock this morning until 10 o'clock at M&T Bank Stadium. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Office of the Attorney General has released body cam footage from a deadly officer-involved shooting in Laurel. The November 20th shooting happened after the suspect in an alleged domestic incident held police at bay for 2 hours at a home on American Faro Lane before an exchange of gunfire with officers, a man who died, 29-year-old Tyree Winslow of College Park. It's 8:31 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
This school note, by the way, Boulder Area School Systems continuing to deal with snow and ice after this week's winter storm. Adirondack County Public Schools and Howard County Public Schools are closed today. There'll be a two-hour delay in Baltimore, Carroll, and Hartford counties. Baltimore City Public Schools and offices open today on schedule. Pick 3 lottery from last night, 014. Your pick 4 is 7037. And now it's 8:33. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're coming up the Beltway on the inner loop towards Route 40 at exit 15, just beyond that, there are a couple of vehicles on the right side. It appeared they had a minor wreck there, but they're on the right shoulder. They're in the painted out area, far off to the right side, so not much of a backup. It was slow earlier from problems that we had up around I-70 and Security Boulevard. The west side is still busy pushing that traffic south from the ramp at 795 down through Liberty Road, and then eventually after I-70, starts to make a little bit of an improvement, gets better after Frederick Road, and then down the hill towards I-95. Bel Air Road at Rossville Boulevard, new wreck in the county, westbound Route 32 at I-95, and Howard County at I-97 northbound, still slow coming up from Annapolis to an accident scene before the bridge at Route 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If it's going to be cold, at least we're sunny and dry, and we stay sunny and dry through Friday. Possibility, though, some snow Friday night and Saturday. 32 the high today, 32 tomorrow, 34 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As you know, there are some great well-known tandems out there in the world. We're talking about Bonnie and Clyde, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, maybe even Thelma Louise if that's your cup of tea. Add to this list Patrick and the King, better known to Baltimore football fans as Patrick Ricard and Derrick Henry. These two are greater with each other. Ricard blocking, Henry running. Here's the King describing Ricard.
The juggernaut, unsung hero, to go out there and bash people out the way for me every single game, especially in the cold, which is not easy. You know, I know he played in Maine, but, you know, it's a little different in the NFL. Got a ton of respect for Pat, you know, being his teammate and when I wasn't. So, you know, I'm happy that, you know, I finally, being his teammate, he's blocking for me and he's doing a hell of a job this season. He deserves all the recognition.
As a sidebar to this, by the way, Eric DaCosta, the general manager of the Ravens, telling the media that one of the questions that Derrick Henry asked when he was thinking about signing with Baltimore is, will Patrick Ricard be here during the season? Injury update, as expected, wide receiver Zay Flowers was a DNP yesterday. Justice Hill, Patrick McCary were back at it. The Steeler injury report looks a lot different from 3 weeks ago when these two teams last played. Several key Steelers defenders who didn't play or were limited last time are now healthy. T.J. Watt, Deshaun Elliott, Joey Porter Jr., Larry Ogunjobi, and yes, I'll say it again, the pouty George Pickens will play. Baseball news, Justin Verlander signed a one-year deal by the Giants yesterday, $15 million. Here's the interesting thing. Verlander is 42 years old, 262 career wins. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. The Orioles pay Charlie Morton the same amount, 15 years for $1 million. Morton is 41 years old, 138 million. I'm sorry, 138 career wins. College basketball, just how good are the eighth-ranked Maryland women? Well, the next 2.5 weeks should tell the story. Maryland is 14-0 on the year, their best start since 2006-07, and the fourth-best start in 54 years of Maryland women's basketball. But the Terps are now staring down the barrel of four top-10 matchups in the next 18 days, including tonight, when they take on USC in College Park. Men take the floor Friday night as they host UCLA. The men are 11-4 overall. They're 1-3 in the conference. Caps are on home ice tonight. They take on the Canucks at 7:30 p.m. Meanwhile, this past Sunday night in Hershey, it was the Bears' world-famous giant teddy bear toss for charity.
Oscar Moshe shoots. It's good! Bring on the sweet cuddly mayhem! Mike Scarbosa makes the bear fly! It's teddy bear toss bedlam in Hershey! Now you can throw those teddy bears!
It's
here in Chocolate Town! Bird creatures of all kinds raining down onto the ice! The kings of the teddy bear toss looking to...
Wow. I don't even understand the call, but I can tell you this. It's for charity. They raised over 75,000 teddy bears over the last couple of years. And since its inception, over 450,000 teddy bears have been donated to charities all across Pennsylvania.
I actually went there once.
You saw it?
I saw it. It is amazing. If you've ever seen a hockey game with a hat trick, and you see maybe a couple hundred hats.
Right.
The year I saw it, the entire ice was covered with teddy bears. You couldn't even see the ice.
How long did it take them to remove the bears?
About 15 minutes.
You got to love minor league hockey.
It happens on the first goal scored on Teddy Bear Toss Night. So
that's great stuff.
It was Sunday night. All right, coming up. Wait, is that it for me? Because we're over.
Or no.
Can we come back? Okay. Because I got one more story. Oh, don't forget. Hindsight's 2020.
Right? Oh, that's good to know.
Back after
this.
If
you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan, Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Okay, well, we're back.
Yeah, we are.
Hindsight's about 15-15 now.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so hindsight's 20. Look, we should all have these problems, what I'm about to say, okay? In a December 24 interview, so just last month, with billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban, former Ravens tight end Shannon Sharp shared this story about missing out on Google shares shortly after the tech giant initial public offering back in 04. Basically, what happened is the stock was selling for $115 to share. Sharp said he asked his financial advisor if he should buy it.
Yep.
The financial advisor said yes, but his son said no. So he didn't do it. He missed the IPO. That money that he would have spent, $300,000, could have been worth $20 million today.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
He's now known as Shannon Not So Sharp
for listening to his son.
By the way, Pouty Pickens.
Yeah, Pouty Pickens.
Any comment from Loquacious Lamar?
No, Loquacious Lamar was actually. I don't have a good comeback for that one, unfortunately.
Delightful Derek.
How about from Maddening Matabike?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, gentlemen, we'll cut that short immediately.
Yeah, I think it's time for me to go.
Thanks, Gary. It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, ranking the most outstanding and worst modern-day presidents by Gallup. Wait to hear the roster.
Nicole Parker is a former FBI agent, and she is not afraid to say what a number of us have thought or have questioned ever since what happened in New Orleans happened. And she said that, look, something in New Orleans failed, and we've got to find out why it failed and who failed us and how we're going to fix it.
The current environment that we are in our nation, let's hope and pray that we do not continue to see a pattern of this occurring. We have had an open border, and I believe that the FBI has taken their eye off of the ball for the last several years, completely focused on things such as the January 6th Capitol violence, you know, white supremacy, going after President Trump, the diversity, equity, and inclusion push that they have there. And it is now the time for the FBI to put all resources and efforts possible back into the foreign terrorist organization groups. This never should have happened. This was a failure on the part of the city of New Orleans that those barricades were not properly in place right before the Sugar Bowl and before the Super Bowl.
Now think about this, because this is going to be a real political nightmare for somebody. There was a contractor hired to put in barriers on the sidewalks. It didn't happen. Why?
Who was the contractor hired to fix those barricades? What happened to them? What were they doing? What happened to the money that was the funding that was given to prepare the city for the bowl games and specifically the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Who was it? And what did they do with the money they were paid?
Even with the FBI, I mean, multiple law enforcement agencies made mistakes on this. I know that the FBI, the initial ASAC, Alethea Duncan, came in and said definitively this is not a terrorist attack. Clearly, it was a terrorist attack.
Yes, it was.
Either
yeah.
It's the FBI trying to be politically correct and say it's not a terrorist attack, or it's gross incompetence. Neither one is acceptable, and people do need to be held accountable.
Again, that's former FBI agent Nicole Parker. She left the agency because of some of the DEI stuff that was going on. It offended her, in part because, look, she's a woman FBI agent. And in essence, the DEI stuff was saying to her, you can't be as competent as any of the male FBI agents, so we have to put in DEI to prop you up somehow. She never felt she had to be propped up and was offended by that thought. She does point out, by the way, it wasn't just the FBI who failed. Everybody had a failure.
There needs to be real leadership at the top, from, you know, the FBI all the way down to what happened in New Orleans. Again, those are two different levels. You're talking about a local level and a federal level. But I do believe that this tragedy exposed many failures on both levels.
Yeah. Again, I'll come back to the first question she asked. Who was the contractor?
Yeah, well, who awarded the contract?
Yep.
Who was the contractor?
Where did the money go?
Who was supervising that contract?
Yep.
To make sure it was done to its their satisfaction and completion, and where did the money go? And it is, remember, Louisiana, probably just outside of Maryland, the most corrupt state in the country. The corruption is at record levels, especially in New Orleans.
Well, there is one address in Florida, in Brookfield, I think it is.
Brooksville.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just not aware of the exact address, but apparently the corruption there has mostly to do with the barter business. Again, I don't know the ins and outs, but that's what I hear. 843, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, a man who certainly is not involved in that, Chuck Whitaker.
You know, that bullet you sent to me back several weeks back may be returning to you from a high altitude pretty soon if you keep up your shenanigans.
Ah, I call shenanigans.
I-97 northbound, still backed up a little bit. I just saw somebody coming off the ramp. They said, oh, I don't want to go up I-97 from 50 because it's still backed up. They were working on this wreck. Tractor trailer was involved way early this morning near the bridge at 178. The backup is not as bad as it was, but still a little bit slow as you're coming off the ramp from 50 from Parole and then going up to I-97. I think you can just ride it out now and you should be okay as you work your way up eventually towards Route 32. Nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway. Now the west side is improving just a bit. Moved down from 795 to Liberty Road. Now it's right around I-70 to Route 40. A couple of vehicles still on the shoulder on the inner loop just north of Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 32. Overnight, we're back down into the teens again. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and a high of 33. Right now, it is 23, mostly cloudy in Middle River, and 24 in Severn. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
At 100 years old, Joclita Wilson still works today, drives herself to her job, just the latest career path for the former dancer and business owner. She's Home Depot's oldest employee in the United States, and she works as a cashier in Louisville, Kentucky. She works two mornings a week from 6 to 10 a.m. The customers and fellow employees love her. She just celebrated her 100th birthday last October at a party with 80 guests. Home Depot also threw her a party. Listen to this. She lives independently in her home, drives her car to commute to work, goes shopping, cooks for herself. She hires people to clean her house and do her yard work. She says, I can still do it, but as I got older, I got a little smart as well. And she's now hiring people to do that. She's a breast cancer survivor. She has emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and a pacemaker. But she says, look, everything else still works pretty good.
Wow. Yeah.
She said that she feels fine, and she moves fine, and she is going to work until she drops. Good for you.
That is very cool.
Joe Cleta Wilson at the age of 100. Still plugging along. All right, time for the Gallup poll.
Yes, indeed. Great news out of Gallup.
Yeah. Now, they have, they're just modern day presidents, and they start with Kennedy. Okay, that's what they, that's the
JFK,
cutoff.
Yeah.
JFK. So, who do you think is, and again, they have outstanding, above average, average, below average, poor. Who do you think, as far as outstanding presidents, who do you think finished number one?
Reagan.
He was number two.
Really?
Actually, he technically was tied with Kennedy. With JFK. So tied for first, JFK and Ronald Reagan.
I just, frankly, JFK, if you actually critically look at his career as president, he didn't get much done.
I think there's a lot of sympathy there.
Yeah.
Because he was obviously assassinated.
Yeah.
He was young, charismatic, first Catholic president.
But he couldn't push through any of the civil rights legislation he wanted.
Reagan had two terms.
Yeah.
Second term was plagued by Iran-Contra.
Yep.
And, of course, at the end there with struggling with Alzheimer's. Number three, you know, this is a popularity vote. You sort of understand it. I disagree with it. But number three is Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it gets interesting. Number four believe it or not, Jimmy Carter.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. Now, this is Gallup asking adults to rank. This is not Gallup's poll, but yeah, Jimmy Carter is, and then followed by tied for fifth, George Bush, 41,
mm-hmm.
and Bill Clinton are tied for fifth. And then in the sixth spot, I'm sorry, I screwed this whole thing up. It's Kennedy and Reagan tied for first.
Right.
And then third is Obama.
Yeah.
Fourth is Donald Trump.
Okay.
Okay, fourth is Donald Trump and in the outstanding category. And then comes Carter and then Bush 41 and then Clinton and then followed by Bush 43, Joe Biden. Is the second worst president in history, modern day history, according to Gallup, and the worst president, Richard Nixon.
Wow. Actually, I just disagree with so many of those placements.
Yeah.
Nixon, for all of his flaws, he got a lot done. His outreach to China created a very different dynamic. As far as Joe Biden, what did he get done? He pushed hard on destroying
a lot of spending.
The Constitution. A lot of spending.
Well, they do say, and describing why Biden finished so low, let's face it, that is, you know, second worst president in history. So that's not, they're not doing him any honors there. But they talked about in the economy, the inflation, the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, the record deficit spending,
yeah.
Of course, the ability to stop these foreign wars, you know, Russia into Ukraine, et cetera. And he's even going out in a blaze of not so much glory
yeah.
in that he is a pardoned.
Bitter, angry man.
Yeah, by the way, one of the terrorists that he's let go from Guantanamo Bay, actually 11 of them from Yemen, now they're proposing in the last second, this is not major news yet, it probably will be by tomorrow or Friday, the prisoner swap. Have you heard of the prisoner swap that is being suggested from the Taliban, the U.S.? Americans which were left behind,
yeah.
And I don't know how many there are, but again, these they would be released by the Taliban. They could come to the United States. In exchange, they want one of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants that's now currently held at Guantanamo Bay returned or released. So they're trying to swap a bin Laden lieutenant for some Americans left behind in Afghanistan.
Another horrible trait.
Yeah, and there you go. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour of 9 o'clock, and coming up next, Mayor Scott doubles down on his GVRS strategy.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor. Go talk to your broker. Ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about your investments because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
No matter what they roll up on, could be the most horrific incident they've ever seen, could be a murder, could be a traffic accident. Every night they go to work never knowing exactly what they're going to face. And somehow we find people who do that, and I respect them, and I hope that 2025 is the beginning for a new respect and appreciation for our police and first responders.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, it's 8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the 3s all morning. Once again, here is Berta Johnson.
A couple of areas on the Beltway, still a bit slow as you're moving on the outer loop around Hartford Road, the inner loop through Greenspring. Nothing major, just a speed reduction through there. All the lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels. Our latest check now, just right in the area of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And also on 895, all the lanes are open. Good travel there. The junction there at 95 Russell Street, 395, in good shape. Traffic on 895 was a little bit slow going into the tunnel, but again, it's just a speed reduction only through there. A couple of earlier accidents, Rossville Boulevard, Bel Air Road, Route 32 at I-95, and you might still have the cleanup on that wreck on I-97 northbound near the bridge at 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says sunny, cold, 32 today, and right now it is 25 and cloudy in Annapolis, 24 in the city. Kim Klasick live coming up at the 9 o'clock news. Now, the big question of the day for Kim is, I saw a video yesterday on Facebook of Olivia shoveling sidewalk, and apparently $40 was what was being paid
$40.
There. So the question is that the going rate now, or are you being being extremely generous to Olivia to teach her the hard work lesson.
Yeah, I should have posted more. There was a little context missing. She did do the whole driveway as well. The driveway's in the back of the house.
Oh, okay. I thought for $20 for a sidewalk, I'm coming to your house.
She did the driveway, then of course she did out front. And that was her first time shoveling snow. So in between the driveway and the front, she did take a 15-minute break to eat hot Cheetos. But she said that that was for her energy, she told me.
So you're taking care of her dietary needs. That's good.
Yes. But yes, she earned the money. She earned it fair and square. I was proud of her.
Good. That's great stuff.
Yeah. That is great stuff. It's a good lesson.
Yeah. Today we're going to talk about, of course, Mayor Brandon Scott and public safety, that he sees it, as he sees it, I should say. And then, of course, they're back in the State House in Annapolis. But real quick, guess who voted no on the Lake and Riley Act?
Oh, well, there were 6 of 7 Democrats who voted no. And let me guess, your former opponent.
Johnny Ushesky voted no for the Lake and Riley Act, along with Sarah Elfridge out of the 3rd District.
Right.
Now, why would you vote no on something like this?
Yeah, again, I watched some of the debate yesterday. They were saying that illegals that were shoplifting could be deported. That was one of the reasons they went too far in deporting people. So that was that was their excuse.
Okay, because shoplifting's okay, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Shoplifting's just fine. Okay, well, we're going to talk about this. And, shout out to Glenn Gilhart because he sent me the voting record this morning. I didn't think he was going to be one of those on the list.
Oh,
I really didn't.
He's a progressive.
I think you tried to point that out.
I did.
Kudos to April McLean Delaney, the only Democrat to vote for the Lake and Riley Act. Coming out of CD6, but Andy Harris, of course, voted for it.
I'm so disappointed. I guess just overall, because he did. He kind of pulled the wool over some people's eyes. I think they thought he was a little more centrist. All the information was coming out when the ICE director came forward and said, look, Baltimore County, they don't tell us when they release some of these criminal illegal aliens that are on these detainer lists. They just release them and send us an email later.
Yeah.
And then he kind of denied that.
Yeah. And your prior opponent, Kwesi Mfume, also voted against the Lake and Riley Act.
Which is unbelievable. What is the politically gained from this? I don't get it.
I wonder that as well. What's the game here?
Yeah.
What are they gain?
Yeah, because I can't see where they'd be making money off of this, personally.
Yeah. No.
I can't see that the votes are there for that.
No.
Well, 48 Democrats did vote for it, so.
Yeah.
Again.
And up 11, right?
Yeah, from 37 last year.
Right. So we'll talk about all that more.
Okay. Yeah. Coming up with Kim Klasick live right after the 9 o'clock news. Take a call here from Jamie in Catonsville.
Hey, Jamie. Jamie could not hang in. Listen, I put my list together real quickly, all right?
What list?
Of the presidents in my view.
Right?
Reagan, Trump, tied for number one. Clinton, number two. Obama, number three. Obama, number four. Bush, tied at 5.
Which Bush?
Both Bush.
Oh, Bush.
Bush, really? Bush.
You would put 41 and 43 together?
They're both, there. LBJ. He's got to be on the list somewhere. He's
he didn't even get a mention.
Yeah. And then Ford, and then Carter, and then Biden. I think I've included everybody.
Yeah. All right.
I think Biden is the worst president, not just in the last 20 years, but potentially since Grant. I think that he's just horrible.
I think he's the worst president in my lifetime. Yeah. I think Carter was bad, but Biden is just evil.
Yeah, just evil. And part of that I blame on the swamp media.
But let's not remember that who set the stage for Biden was Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah. So I actually make Obama worse than Carter. So in my bottom three would be Biden was the worst, then Obama, then Carter.
All right.
So there you have it. All right. What's about rescue natural supplements? Again, New Year's resolution. Are you still sticking to it? If you're having trouble trying to lose weight, trying to get more exercise, trying to get a better night's sleep, trying to eat better and feel better, then you might need a little help, a little supplementation through the use of nutraceuticals. And that's, of course, all natural. These are all natural vitamins and minerals and elements that with no side effects that we have as part of the Rescue Natural Supplement inventory. And right now, we'd like for you to go to the website to take a health survey, res-q.life. That's res-q.life. Fill it out. It takes about 5 minutes, and it'll identify your goals, how to get there, how to maintain your goals, and through the use of which supplements might be able to help you out with that. So that's res-q.life. Do it today. That's going to do it for us. Kim is now up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. That's all then. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.